Hello, Frank. God bless. And Kendra, God bless you too. I hope you'll hear me.
Yeah, I just realized I was muted. I was talking to you, but you weren't responding, so I was like, oh, I'm muted.
Okay. All right. Well, now I can hear you beautiful.
Yay!
Yay! Hooray!
So how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. I'm very well.
God bless you, Carl. God bless you, Kendra.
God bless you too, Frank. And Patty. Patty, God bless you too.
I'm just eating and I'm just listening to you now.
Enjoy your meal, Frank.
Enjoy
your meal. That's a late dinner, isn't it? Even in France.
It's 8 o'clock at my place.
Yeah, but I thought that was a late dinner. Or do you normally eat that late?
Yes, it depends, you know.
Okay, I won't disturb you. Enjoy your meal.
Oh, it's okay. God bless you.
God bless you, Frank.
God bless you, Kendra. And Patty.
Hi, Kendra.
God bless you, Patty. How you doing?
I know your voice a mile away.
Aw. Yeah. So how are you doing? What are you doing these days?
Oh, I'm just, you know, taking care of business.
Mm. Oh, that's important. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
Wrong. God bless you too, sir.
I don't know who's on. I have to look and see.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Our brother from Pakistan.
How do you say your name?
Aurangzeb. Hello, sister. God bless you.
Aurangzeb. I probably say it wrong.
Aurangzeb.
Aurangzeb. I'd almost have to say
Aurangzeb. Piece of cake.
Yes.
Hey, Aurangzeb. God bless you.
God bless you, sister. Hello, my dear brother. God bless you.
And bless you, too. It's good to see your smiling face again.
God's blessing.
Aurangzeb was the Mughal king in 16th century.
Is that right?
Of course.
Yes.
Okay.
The Mughal king. You can see the Mughal king's buildings like Faisal Mosque, the Badshahi Mosque in Lahore. And the, you can say Killa. Killa means the old buildings.
Mm-hmm.
They built in 16th century.
All right. Your parents gave you an old, decent, well-known name, in other words.
Yes. My name was relating to the old king Aurangzeb.
Bless you, Peter.
And,
Yeah. We haven't really started yet.
No, we haven't started. Yes. They're just chatting with our believer friend from Pakistan.
Hi, Peter. God bless you.
Hi, Aurangzeb. Hello.
I'm fine.
How are you, sir? Good.
Thank you.
He's in the dark.
Yeah.
And sister, I want to tell you about my life. My all habits resembling to the kings.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a friend with me today. Odalis is here on the couch.
Okay.
God bless. We've heard so much about you. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Who was that, Peter? I didn't catch her name on the friend.
Oh, Dallas. She can come in here. Come on in.
Yeah.
I gotta take the picture off.
Yeah. Okay, because all we can see was her hand on you.
Yeah, really cute. He needs to get out of the beach.
But it was kind of creepy because we couldn't see a body, just a hand reaching out to you.
Yeah,
so I didn't know, you know.
It was the hand of blessing.
Yeah. It was the hand of blessing. There you go. I was going to make jokes about did we need
to
see
somebody.
Hi. There you are. Hi, God bless.
Very nice to meet you guys.
And you too.
I don't see you, but I hear you when I'm sitting here.
Okay. Oh, we see your smiley face, sister.
Thank you. Very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I think I met you before, right?
Yeah, but I'm assuming, yes. Go ahead.
I'm wearing my jammies, so I'm not on the camera right now. But I can't wait to share my testimony. Can I share it now instead of waiting for the meeting?
Well, if you're able to hold on a bit, we haven't really yet started, but
okay.
Give it a few minutes, and then we'll.
So hard to wait.
Yeah,
it's so
I know
hard
that.
To wait because God is doing amazing things.
Oh, that's so wonderful to hear.
Carl Morton, we've been sitting here eating Cuban food.
Cuban food.
Odalis is from Cuba.
Okay.
And she made me some Cuban food with potatoes, beef, and beans and rice, and it was kind of a little spicy. It was really good.
I bet it was.
I forgot the name of it, but that's my
I know nothing about Cuban food, but I heard some Cuban music, and
yeah,
that was good.
Yeah. Very tasty.
I bet it was.
Yeah.
Peter is called Manja.
Manja, eating?
Yeah.
To the table and eat, manja.
Manja, baby.
Yeah.
Manja.
To the table and eat.
Yep.
Dallas is really nice. She brought me she's showing me her artwork that she does.
Oh, yeah, and that's right.
We've been sitting here fellowshipping and just hanging out. And she wanted to come and see Zoom today.
Hello, Dallas. We're so happy.
Very nice. Very nice.
So we'll be here. I'm going to turn my camera off, and we'll be here.
Okay.
We know you are there.
Yeah, we love you. Thank you.
Let me do my thing here.
I don't know if they can hear that.
They can hear you.
And look at that. Anna's iPhone is on.
Hello.
God
bless you guys. Good to see you.
Good to see you too.
Thank you. Hey, yo. Might as well say hi when you're early. Oh, yes. Yeah. Baby's fed and rolling around on the floor, so things are good. How are you, Miss Patty?
I'm very good, sweetie pie. Nice to see you, beautiful Shelly.
Well, thank you ever so kindly. Ever so kindly. Want to just be all kinds of blessed today. God is good. God is so good to us.
Amen.
I love it. You know, God is good to us in every single aspect that we know and we don't know. You know, that's the big thing right now is that, you know, there's so many things I don't know that God's got to work at. But boy, I sure do see all the things that he's done for me. So it's like, why can't he take care of the rest of them, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Good logic.
Yeah. So, nope. Ted's all kinds of blessed. This is, you know, rounding the corner to the first month of not working in a public school. Been kind of different, but it's been good, you know, establishing a routine, making sure I stay in a routine and keep myself going forward with God. You know, this is what's very important. Getting up and giving my time to God, but also making my body work, exercising my brain, having a new format. That's the way I look at it. A new format. So it's been good. Sometimes working with Ted, and I am not a mechanic, but I'm trying to learn how to order parts. Can be challenging.
Awesome.
But, you know, the family that works together stays together. So, yeah.
That is true.
It is. And, this business is God's business. We're doing it, but God is at the helm of this garage, and that's what we are, this shop. That's our dedication, is we work together to do God's best. There we go. Anyway, all is good. And I'll let somebody else chat for a minute.
Shelley, can I ask you something? Every time I see your logon details, it says Anna's iPhone, but your name is Shelley. That kind of confuses me.
Okay. My legal name is Shelley. Oh, no, is Anna. I'm sorry. Is Anna. So that's where my phone is registered, is under Anna. I know it gets kind of confusing. So I will answer to Anna also if you want. It might take me a minute, but I'll answer.
Good.
And I'll go find her.
I think we can handle it. Both ways.
You know, as we get older, Carl Morton, we all have to have a great sense of humor. And like I told you before, when Ted and I are rich and famous, haha, we'll become Theodore and Anna. But for right now, we're Ted and Shelley.
Oh, his name is Theodore.
His name is Theodore, yep.
Wow, yep. I got a son called Theodore.
Oh, yeah. You know, when somebody calls him Theodore, it's like, somebody call me Anna. It's like, it doesn't fit, but that's who we are.
Well, that's how it is.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. It's
crazy nicknames, man, you know. And so that was one of the very most important things with our kids. And then I'll let you go. But when Ted and I got married, I had to change my last name. And I went to get my Social Security changed. And I told them who I was. And because it was in Shelley Garrett. And they said, no, we don't have anybody. You know, you're not here.
That's
not you. Yeah, it is. So I had to go back to all my old records, I mean, way back, and prove to them that Anna and Shelley were the same people. So, yeah, I'm like, everybody, use your legal name. So, yeah, that's who we are.
Way to go. That's the way to go. Okay.
Thank you.
It was just a question. I remember when I studied in the States, when I was in the White Fork, everybody thought that Carl was my first name and Morton was my surname.
Oh, okay.
My surname is Helwig. And Carl Morton is my full name. That's, it's what we call a double name here in Europe, or at least in Norway. Yes, that's how it goes. So, when I was, in the States, everybody called me Carl and I got used to it. So, that's how it was. So, I can easily understand how you get used to both ways, either this or that.
Right.
So,
yeah. Just don't try to cross the border being somebody else.
I can't imagine.
No, that's not who you are. Okay. So, when we go to visit Christopher, when he's out there on the big ship, you know, we have to use all of our legal names. And it's just really funny because we're using our legal names. It's a whole different world. Our legal names and all these people are saluting Christopher. And I'm like, this is really weird. But it's all good, you know. And the cool thing, Carl Morton, is, you know, it doesn't matter what name we're called by. Oh, we're called by God, you know, and he knows us. No matter what our names are and what they may represent, that is the coolest thing. Just like how we know each other, you know,
we're all called by God.
Yeah. Big family, man. Great big family. So.
Amen. Yeah. Okay. Well, I think we might as well start with a word of prayer and then, know that it's Thursday Zoom fellowship again. And can I ask you, Shelley, since you are already on and you have loosened up your voice, maybe you want to start off with a word of prayer, Shelley, and then we take it from there. Are you there, Anna/Shelley?
Hang on. No, can you hear me now?
Now we can hear you.
Okay, cool. Thank you. All right. Well, thank you. What an honor to get to pray with you guys. So, Heavenly Father God, thank you. We praise you in the highest this day that we can come together in your name and love one another and just really rejoice in this day and lay all the other stuff aside as we come to you. And we know that we know you are God. You are the one and only God. You're the Abba Father, our daddy, the great, big, wonderful God that we sing so much about. So today is another great day you have given us and that we're going to just get up, rejoice, and be very, very happy in it. So thank you, God, for this in your son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And today being the 17th of October, 2024, this is another Zoom fellowship, and God bless each and every one of us. And here we are, Van Patterson, and Kathy Clark is also on the wall. So this is the beginning of a beautiful new fellowship. And Kendra, can I ask you if God has moved you in some delicious way so that you have something to share with us?
I would go on the home. So I'm just going to share a little bit with you. I mean, God is alive and real, and I have some amazing things going on when it comes to the outreach of God and his word and other stuff in my life, but that would take forever to tell you. So many blessings of God. But what has happened is, you know, I run a Zoom fellowship on Monday night. And maybe a month and a half ago, I was telling the believers in there, because we have four new people, but they've been around for like a year or two, and I wanted new people, like people to come, and not just the same old people every time. So I was telling the believers in my fellowship, we need to believe God for laborers, faithful men who will be able to teach others also. And it was crazy that I actually had some believers, I said they did, like two or three of them were like, oh, God gives the increase. You don't have to do anything. And I was like, no, it says pray to the Lord of the harvest for laborers. So that's what we need to do. We need to pray and believe, and God is going to give the increase. So first, a lady joined us starting a couple weeks ago, and that was wonderful. And there's this guy online who was sending Bible verses to me because I thought he was a scammer. He's from Kenya, and I thought he was a scammer. So I was like, don't send me messages. I don't know you. You can enjoy my post because mostly I put Bible verses and, you know, stories of God on there. So I was like, but I have no desire to communicate with you. I was actually kind of rude because that's what I do to scammers. And he said, okay, I'll send Bible verses to you too. And he was sending all these awesome verses. So I warmed up to him and started talking to him. So turns out he was very interested in the things of God. And I said, well, would you like to go to my Monday Zoom fellowship? This was maybe 5 weeks ago. And it turns out when my Zoom fellowship happens, it is 1:30 in the morning there. 1:30, I think, or 12:30. But either way, we're on the line for like 3 hours. And this guy was getting on the line. Sorry, can you hear me? I'm so sorry. So he was getting on the line that time of night, and he would stay on the whole time. So then a second Kenyan started getting up at whatever time of the night it was, or staying up, whichever they're doing, and stayed the whole time. And then a third one joined, right? And they don't have a lot of the words, so when we had prayer time, they were saying these religious prayers, and it was kind of annoying to the other believers, because it was like the Sadducees and Pharisees, how Jesus said they say a lot of words to impress people, you know, and their prayers should be in their closet with God. And so, you know, I was trying to very gently and lovingly teach, hey, we don't need to do all this, you know, we talk to God from the heart, you know, we tell him what it is we need in the name of Jesus Christ. So, after the third one came, my friend Jerry, who is another person that God brought, but he, you know, he's in New Jersey and he's very into the things of God and walking out on the word of God and seeing results. So God has worked in him a lot. So he calls me on the phone and he's like, hey, I have an idea. He's like, this guy is witnessing to people and bringing them, and they're coming in the middle of the night. Look how committed they are. And he's like, if you did a fellowship in the afternoon for these guys, it'd be more of a blessing to them because they wouldn't have to stay up all night once a week. And also, imagine how many people would come then. Because this guy must be talking to everybody about fellowship to have people come like that. So I was like, oh my gosh, you're so smart, Jerry. So starting in about 2 weeks, I'm going to start a second fellowship at 12 noon on Wednesday for my Kenyan believers and whoever else wants to join us. And they're so excited. And I'm teaching them about giving, like tithing and, you know, walking with God, not being religious and all that. And I'm seeing such response. Like, they're like the Indian believers. They're so interested and they want to make whatever changes you tell them. I mean, it's really cool to see. So I'm going to start that in 2 weeks. And, you know, I've already got people that I know that are wanting to also call in to bless, you know, so that it'll be more than just me and the Kenyans, you know, not that I don't love them, but I kind of need somebody speaking in tongues so I know what to say and when to say it because, you know, they're just learning. But I'm so excited and I'm like, who knows, maybe I'll fly to Kenya one day and, you know, be a blessing to them. But that's what's happening for now because of God, because I started praying and saying, Lord, you give the increase. I've been speaking your word and I speak the word to everybody. You guys know that. I can't keep my mouth shut. I just tell everybody about the word of God, whether it's a doctor or whether it's a homeless person. It really does not matter. And, you know, I'm like, you bring the increase. You're the Lord of the harvest. I'm going to pray to you and expect results. And And then Jerry invited a couple of different people. And one of them has been coming regularly. She's got a lot of problems, but she gets very blessed hearing the word and praying together and manifestations and all that. So that is absolutely wonderful. So we're booming and we're changing and we're walking with the Father and seeing God give the amazing increase of speaking to people and blessing them. He's the Lord of the harvest. So let's trust him to do that. Also, I have a very quick testimony about a financial thing that happened because it was pretty darn amazing. So I get paid tomorrow, and this was yesterday. I was, you know, out of funds or almost out of funds, and I had bought something for my boss, and then he sends it in Venmo. But sometimes it takes 24 hours. I bought something for $10. And really, God put it on my heart to do that. So I did it, and he was like, I'm going to Venmo you the money, and he Venmoed it to me. And then the next thing you know, I get a text from my bank saying you're $10 overdrawn. And I had just sent him $10, and I was like, what does this mean? Like, I'm only overdrawn because of doing that for my boss, but I was sure God put it on my heart. So I'm like, well, I better pay a little extra and, you know, well, even pay, I didn't know what I was going to do because I was like, if I pay a little extra, it won't be $10. And within 24 hours, you've got to make a deposit into your account with my bank or you get charged this $35 or whatever. So I was like, you know, I guess I'll just transfer it. And when I got into my Venmo account, there was extra money there that I had forgotten about. So I was able to send it instantly, pay the fee, and now I actually have like $35 in the account and I don't get paid till the morning. So just when you give, you expect that God is going to meet your needs abundantly. God says he'll supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. That's a promise, and that is in the context of giving. Another verse that talks about all grace abound, that's in the context of giving. You'd have a hard time finding a verse about or a section of the scripture on prosperity that isn't talking about giving just before that. Old Testament, it said, bring the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, saith the Lord. And I'll open the windows of heaven and give you a blessing so great that you won't have room enough to receive. Even that's in the context of giving. So keep giving. Expect your needs to be met. Even if you make some boo-boos on your budget and your, uh-oh, it says I overdrew. What am I going to do? I've got 24 hours. I don't know where the money's going to come from. I don't have the money to cover this. What am I going to do? God always has an answer because he meets every one of your needs. I had completely forgotten I had that money in Venmo. And when I did listen to God and bought that laundry hamper for my boss for $10 and he had to repay me, that's when I found out it was there. And I was like, this doesn't make sense. Why would God have me buy something for $10 for my boss and then I overdraw by $10? But God's always got a plan. So those are my testimonies for today. I'm so excited about this Kenya thing. I can't even tell you. I'm just speaking in tongues about it like crazy. And the Kenyan guy, watch him bring tons of people in because he's bringing people in the middle of the night. Imagine how many people are saying, dude, that sounds really good. I'd like to join this fellowship, but man, I got to get up for work in the morning. I can't be up all night once a week to come to that fellowship. Imagine how many people this young man is going to bring to fellowship. So I'm just high as a kite just because of that alone, but God sent so much more this week. I can't go on forever. You guys will get tired of hearing from me, and you might anyway. I don't know. But I love you all, and I'm so thankful that I got off early today and I was able to call in.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you, Kendra. That's wonderful. What you're saying about the windows of heaven will open. I mean, that happened one time before, which we have a reference to. And that was in regard to Noah, when it was after he had built the ark, as we know. The heavens really opened, and the whole world was actually filled to overflow. And the same picture is what God means to us when it comes to filling us and blessing us to overflow. Not that we are drowning, but that we are actually being so filled with all his blessings that there's always room to give more. And that's not necessarily because we follow the law with tithing, but we follow our heart and we give with in abundance and with our heart because we want to give back to God what he is giving us. And we give the seed back for another harvest. And talking about harvest, we are harvesting people as long as we are holding forth the word. You mentioned that you have this fellowship and you have people coming to fellowship. And that's what happens when we are, it says we are the light of the world as we are holding forth the word of God. As we are holding forth the word. If you don't hold forth the word of God, then you are not shining as those lights which we are meant to be. Then it's like hiding the light under a bushel, which it talks about in the Gospels, I believe it is. And the light shines. It's like if you have on a summer evening and you have a light and you have all these mosquitoes coming, the picture I get there is when we shine as light, all these people come drawn to the light that we are holding forth. People are coming out of nowhere, out of we don't know where, because God is sending them, not because we are such good people to talk or to say the right words, because we have so much knowledge, but because God inspires us, and He's the one who triggers what we are saying, and He triggers those who are, invited by the word of God being presented, so that they are coming to fellowship. And that is the way it is. That's just beautiful. So, Kendra, thank you for that. That's always wonderful to hear how God is blessing us, whether it being $10 or it's $10,000,000,000. To God, there's not much of a difference, is there? But He takes care of us, and He takes care of our needs, whatever they are and how much there might be. So that is great. That is wonderful. It's always exciting to find an account which you had forgotten about and which contains funds that you had forgotten. That's always exciting. I like that too. So from Kendra, thank you, Kendra. I'd like
my pleasure.
God bless you too. I'd like to go to Patty. Patty, are you there? I see your smiling picture. And I know that you were on just a few seconds ago where I saw you, where you were logged on. But,
hi.
There you are. Yay! Patty, go for it.
I have to, because this meeting goes for a while, I have to charge it, because the whole meeting will take the whole charge that I have on my phone. So I charge my puppy up, and that takes me a little extra time to get myself here. Well, that's super great. Thanks, Kendra, for sharing that, because you have to like listen to God when you do your giving, which shows you right there. You have to, giving, we can give sometimes and find ourselves in a really short space. I've done that before where I just sort of like, oh, I've got money now. Let me just give it and not think about it. Because, my heart is to give always. And then I give it and I go, oh, no, I'm in a bad space now. And I have to say, okay, did I actually take the time to think about it a little bit? And when I say think about, take a pause and say, okay, God, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to do this? And just get really real with God about that. Because when we, sometimes I make mistakes like that where I'm giving like $5,000 because I got a really good thing, and all of a sudden I don't have any money. So with all of that in mind, God is the one that provides everything to us anyway. And when we give, we have to give with great joy and happiness. And that's the deal about giving, is that God is the one that's going to give back to us. It's a really interesting way to live your life, is knowing that God's going to be the provider for you no matter what's going on. And you really need to walk on that, because it's not just like a little, especially me, I don't have anybody else to depend on except myself and God, honestly, because I've had times when I have other people like living with me that I can say, hey, I need a little extra cash here. I don't have that situation right now. I am fully me, and that's me and God walking around in my neighborhood right now. That's it. So I really need to look to God for everything. So it's like, and I trust God with all my heart. He knows it. And he knows money's a big deal to all of us because we need to have money to put food on our table. We have to pay for the rent. We have to pay for the things that we need to pay for in life. But God is bigger than that. That is such a limited believing to believe just part of that. Because God's going to work in, you know, delivering people. If the God that can raise Jesus Christ from the dead, that's huge. He can do anything in our lives. God can do anything because he raised Jesus Christ from the dead. That's huge. And if he could, and not only that, raise Jesus Christ from the dead, but he's still alive. So it's not like Jesus Christ raised from the dead, whoop-de-doo. I think I talked about that last time because that's something that's really been on my heart a lot is about the resurrection and that Jesus Christ is still alive, you know, still there and with the, on the right hand of God. And we can talk to both of them. You know, God works in us on this planet right now, working where we are because we represent Jesus Christ and we represent God right now. It's not like something we have to whoop-de-doo think about. You know, I truly am just who I am, God's humble servant. That's who I am. If I'm going to describe myself, that is my name, Patty. Humble servant of God. That is who I am. And I am nothing else but that. Because anything else is just, I don't hate to use the word BS, but honestly, I'm good at talking to people. Usually, they usually like me most of the time. So I can, I hate to use the word BS, but I can BS pretty well. But God has taught me not to do that. He has taught me you have to be really real with people, otherwise nobody will hear you. Because God sees the truth. And when you speak the truth in love, people get delivered. And people's hearts get changed. And they get to see the truth of God in your life. Because your life is definitely the witness of God's love. And when you manifest God's love every single day of your life, you will be fully blessed. So that's where I'm at. I'm a fully blessed God's child walking around in my little part of the world, speaking in tongues, asking for God to deliver the people in my, where I am and to deliver me every day and to bless me and my family. So God is working in me. I was super blessed by Kendra's testimony because, you know, I'm like that. I don't know. Is that really real? But she paid attention to it. And that's sometimes where God's working on us. He says, oh, come on. Hello, hello, hello. Do that, do that. And we need to start listening to that, that still quiet voice that's in us. So thank you. Super blessed. Thank you, everybody. I'm done. I don't need to talk anymore. I'm finished.
Thank you so much.
No, thanks, Paul Martin. Thank you. You know, we talked about our names today. It was interesting.
Yeah.
We started our whole conversation with, I can't remember, Aurangzeb.
Aurangzeb.
Yeah, I probably say it wrong, I'm sure. But because my mouth can't quite grab all the vowels and consonants and that. But it's a blessing to hear your own name spoken by people that love you, that like you or love you, actually. That God does that to us. He calls us by our name. We are called. God's calling us to do things that he needs us to do every day. So I'm super blessed by that.
Yeah,
bye.
I agree. Bye, yeah. And thank you so much. And yeah. On that note, I'd love to go to Aurangzeb. I have a brother in Pakistan. And
yeah, I'm Pakistan.
I would like to share what's on your heart tonight, sir. Mr. Aurangzeb. Aurangzeb, are you there?
Yeah, he's got to get on his little thing like I do. Hi, Marie Carol.
Hi, Marie.
Hola.
Yeah. I know that Orange normally works at night, and he's probably on duty.
Yeah.
As far as I recall, he's a policeman, and if he's in his car on duty, that might mean that he's occupied with something right now as we speak. So then I would like to go to Shelley and ask Shelley if there's something on Shelley's heart that you'd like to share with us.
Certainly. Well, thank you very much. Thank you very kindly. It's been awesome to listen to everybody this morning or this afternoon. You know, the thing that's been coming to my heart, guys, is this loving obedience, you know, coming with a heart of loving obedience. Back in the old days, loving obedience, that obedience word would really kind of trap me. Like, okay, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to bow down to you and are a person and be in obedience? You know, is that the submission thing? You know, what is this loving obedience that we've been called to in God's word? And it's just been so amazing when I personally can submit myself to this loving obedience of God's word. It makes my life really, really much easier and much smoother. And loving obedience also for me means, you know, my husband, that's a really big, big thing in our lives, is that we work as a team, but he's still the head of this house. And submitting to my husband in loving obedience doesn't mean I'm a doormat and doesn't mean I'm the weakest link. It means Ted is the head of the household and I'm here to support him. And our marriage has just really been very, very sweet lately because we've come to this mature point of really respecting each other in this loving obedience. And, it means that not that we don't get uptight with each other. It's that we know when we come to that point of where we're going to be, say something not nice or walk away not with a good heart, that God, through Christ, just softens things up and we see things differently now, that we can have this walk with God, this walk with Christ. And, you know, the world would tell you this loving obedience thing, you know, the women's lib and all that stuff. Well, what do you mean? What are you doing? You know, you guys are equal. You guys have got to do this and that and this and that. Well, when we fight for dominance in a relationship, it just doesn't work. And that's not the loving obedience part of what we've been called to do. So my heart has just been really working through this and loving each other without hypocrisy, which means for me, loving you in an obedience, looking at you as Christ looks at you, not as a physical being. So Ted and I have been working through this together a lot, and, it just is getting sweeter and sweeter all the time. I'm super thankful that God has opened up these doors for us to get on the plane and go far, far away. it's taken us to a whole new level in our believing and in our everything, because it's such a different culture. I mean, Nepal is totally different than Colorado, except for the mountains. And I do believe that we're going to have a lot of great experiences. I do believe we're going to be very, very humble to be able to experience all of these incredible blessings, all these magnificent people clear across the world. So when we tell people right now, when they ask, I don't tell anybody, but when they ask, why are you going to Nepal? Are you going to climb Mount Everest? And I'm like, no, I've already climbed my mountain. We are going to Nepal to experience another part of God's great body. So we just have seen a lot of things God's worked out for us. I've kind of just stepped back. Ted's done the tickets and all that. And we sat down. It's so funny, you guys. We sat down and tried to do it together, just like I talked to you about our business. And we look at each other and it's like, okay, I'll go do the dishes, Ted. You do this. We I get him really distracted, and we go here, there, and everywhere. And it could cause us to start spatting. But I know now in a loving obedience, it's time for me to stand up and step away and let God work with Ted to book the tickets. So we're all set to go, guys. We don't have very long left. And, wow, it's just such a great experience to be here and be able to share it with you all. And, you know, you'll all travel in my hip pocket with my phone, and we'll be together here, there, or in the air. So that's just been a lot of what's been on my heart. And the other thing is really cool, too, is that God has opened up the doors for, you know, us, but not a lot, to start having more fellowship with these amazing young people in their 20s and their 30s. We fellowship around dinner, and we talk God's word. And I asked the other night if we would like to start more of a, maybe a formal thing, because I love to feed people. So I'd like to have them all come over to dinner, and not really formal, just sit down and talk more about God. And our life is such a witness to God and his amazing, amazing grace. So really, I mean, if it wasn't for grace, we wouldn't be here. Ted and I would not be here. Ted and I are totally different people, but we prayed for each other. And that's, you know, that's how God answers prayers. And he'll tell you, Ted will tell you flat out, he prayed for everything down to blonde hair and blue eyes and even a specific weight, and he got me. So he said, sometimes he's like, you know, you got to be careful what you pray for. Well, yeah, because, you know, God hears our prayers and he answers them. So it's been just a really wonderful, wonderful month of not working outside the home. I'm still working. I still have kids, but I don't have to go to a public school. So we just give all that great glory to God and watch him move forth as we walk out. He's right there before us, and there's just, there's no fear. You know, there's no fear. False evidence of appearing real. No fear. So the one other thing I've done is I have started writing on my bathroom mirror with a permanent marker a lot of my confessions. I write on my side of the mirror so Ted doesn't have to read it, but, oh, he does, but he's kind of funny. So I've been writing my confessions on my mirror as I look at them, and I brush my teeth and comb my hair. There, right there are my confessions. And it's been really fun. It's been really fun to watch the change that God has wrought in us. And I'm very, very humbled by all of it, you know, and I pray for all of us for the wisdom and the humility to accept that wisdom and use that wisdom through Christ, our Lord and Savior, our brother, that we can see clearly and move forward and know that all the glory goes to God. So thank you guys so much for letting me share. It's an honor and a privilege. And I will let somebody else have their turn. Thank you.
Thank you to Shelley. Thank you so much. Prayers, yes, I agree. Important things. I remember there was a man I knew in the way back who you said that if you pray for rain, make sure to bring an umbrella. And that's true, because when you are praying for something, be prepared to receive it, because you definitely will. And I remember my first time to India, and I made three big goals, and I prayed about them. And I'll tell you what, these were fulfilled, all three of them. And it was such an experience. I have shared this on an earlier situation, I believe, but it was just great. So, yes, prayers are wonderful. Prayers are important. And now I want to go to a beautiful lady in Bristol who I know is very eager to let her life surf on prayers. And that's Becky. Becky Jancy, are you there, please?
Yeah, Hello. Thank you for getting me to share. And God bless you in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And yeah, what a wonderful week it's been. And God is truly at work for us this week. So I've really just been, last night I was listening to an audiobook on in bed. And I was listening and I woke up this morning and I was speaking in tongues. And as I was speaking in tongues, God was really sharing to my heart. He was really just giving me just such great wisdom that when we are going week by week and what we're listening to is so very important. So week by week, we all come on fellowship and we have great sharings that we can listen to. And God really put in my heart that the sharings that we listen to, that we really should be listening with intent to the main sharing, which is obviously Lawrence Kim, the leaders. But we should be listening to this continually throughout the week, to really get this really established within our hearts, to really, for God to really go to work, we need to ensure that we are really getting everything established and we're continually listening to day by day, because everything's a day by day process. And there could be so many things that can go on within the day. And when we hear the sharings, this being taught, that we may only hear one thing in that sharing that we can grab hold of and get ready, and we can really grab hold of the words that's being spoken, and we can then run with that. But then when we listen again, we will hear something different. And God was really sharing with me, you know, that really, we shouldn't just be like reading a book once. We should be really reading and listening. So when we're listening to the sharings, reading a book, then to really get this established, we should be really listening and continually listening. Not just, you know, I'm gonna listen to this once and then put it down and then forget about it. Because God really wants us to have a daily connection with Him. He wants us to really get everything this being shared really established, and really knowing that we're on the fellowship to learn to hear what God has to say. And the leaders for this fellowship, of course, are Lawrence and Kim, and they're sharing. When we listen to them, then we can grab, and it doesn't, I'm not saying that no one else's sharing isn't relevant, because it certainly is. But the main sharings that are being taught, we should really grab hold of these and then go ahead and do exactly what is being, exactly what's being encouraged. And God was really just putting on my heart this morning about the power of prayer also. I love what you shared, Shelley, because you were also talking about prayer. And I was really praying last night. We are very excited in the family because we fly out on Saturday morning, 3 a.m. At 6 a.m. We've got to be at the airport at 3 a.m. And I had a little bit of a niggle in me. I was thinking we have the wedding to pay for. And oh my gosh, like God, like the money that we have for the holiday, could have this gone to the wedding? And it kind of, I was just feeling a little bit off. So I just prayed and I gave it to God. And I was like, God, can you show up? Like, I don't want to be feeling this way. I want to know that, you know, you want us on this holiday. You want us to really go you really want us to go with the best attitude, be excited. I didn't want any negative feeling about it. It's going to be a great family holiday. So I was praying and I was just, and then I forgot about it. And this morning I've woke up, Jack's on his way to work, gone to work, and he's rang me and he said, I've just had the best phone call. I'm like, oh, share with me. So he got a phone call to say that it was from an estate agent. We have a client here. He has 60 houses and he wants all the houses gutterings to be done. So if you do the maths of the guttering, a guttering is £40 to £45 a side. So that could be three sides, which could be, you know, 120 to 150, 160 houses. This is the wedding, generally paid for, all in one. God answered my prayer, and I was so excited, and I was with Jack then come home, he'd done a couple of things, and I said, you know, I really prayed last night, and I really wish we prayed together, because you would have heard the prayer and knew how God has just gone massively to work. And, you know, this is all from putting God first. Because when we decide that we're not going to let the world's distractions in, that we're going to, you know, my life has completely changed so much. Like even day to day today, I was, there was many things that I need to do to prepare for holiday, house needs cleaning, my kids, etc. Need to go and get the Euros. And I was praying, and I was like, God, what do I do with my day? And he just set my day up perfectly because I put him first, because I ensure I wake up in the morning. My children know not to, the first hour in the morning is mummy and God time. They now know, they're only 3 and 5, but my daughter is like, you're speaking in tongues, mummy. I'm like, yeah, I'm speaking in tongues, and they could hear me. And it's like, it's just so wonderful. And then we were, I think it was again yesterday morning, I was just really building the children up. I was doing the I Am Confessions. I was listening to Lawrence's, and then I was listening to myself. And, I was then repeating these, because everything is about repetition. If we really want to transform our minds, it can't just be a one-off or a 1 week or even a 1 month. This is a day-to-day. We've been doing this for 4 or 5 years now, getting the things established in our hearts. And with my family on 2 days ago, I think it was yesterday morning, I was really given the great confessions. My daughter was joining in. Alfie's a little bit quiet. He prays every night with us because he goes mummy Darcy then Alfie, and it's just so wonderful. And you know, we're building that up, and then Jack gets up and he's like, he's then confessing, and the whole house are confessing. It's just so fantastic. God is really at work. God is really working such great things within our lives. And it just takes that decision to really stay close with God, stay connected. You know, this is such a, I feel for me, I stay connected daily. Obviously first with God, the first thing I do, and then I stay connected with Lawrence. And we have such great connection. We have such great, God just gives so much. You know, he's given so much meat and so much great things that is really building myself up, is really building my family up. And the things that God is doing, he is certainly doing exceedingly abundantly above, you know, that prayer that he answered today, really, to be honest, I forgot the prayer for a moment until then Jack called. And I was like, wow, God, you really do love us and you really do want us to be prosperous. He wants us to be living in full joy. He wants us all to be confessing. I'm really listening to everything with intent. So when we really decide that we're going to put God first, you know, first things first, you know, with our finances, there's many things that we may need, But the first things first, when we get money, then we then honor God. Don't worry about the other things. You know, God comes first. He will move, you know, and he certainly has moved in the best direction. He's done such, I really can't explain how every time, you know, Jack, even this week, Jack's work, he puts a post up on Facebook and then people then come, clients come and then he does the work. And for a couple of days, no one was contacted and I just prayed. And it is so powerful. I'm like, God, you know, what we need to pay, you know, what we have. And I thank you that the customers keep coming in. They're flowing in. And the next minute he's getting messages and texts and phone calls. And I'm like, wow, we really don't have anything to worry about, you know, and God doesn't want us to be worrying about anything. He wants us to be established in our hearts, especially with the sharings that are being shared. There's such great detailed sharing, but for us to really understand and get it truly in our heart and to listen, then to really start listening day by day. You know, I've given a 21-day process, which is 3 weeks, and that's on the 4th of November, to really get myself established again, doubling down again with the sharings, with the speaking in tongues, with the honouring God, with the connecting. You know, really just double down with everything. Because why is God saying this? Because he wants the body of Christ to grow. He wants the body of Christ to be established in his word, to not let the distractions of the things of the world in. He wants us to be fully persuaded in his truth and the wonderful words that are being spoken. But if we're just listening to something once, and maybe on here, and then we're putting it down, we're gonna, because of, you know, life does happen, we're gonna forget the things that are said. And there could be something pinnacle for you in that sharing on that day that you need. And God has already spoken it, but you may not have remembered because you've only listened once. So really, when we want to renew our minds, then everything again is about repetition, is about repeating the process, about repeating what we're doing, about being joyful and happy and knowing God is so for you. He really wants you in to the things he has for you. You can't even imagine. If I knew my life was going to be like this last year, I would have been so excited. I'm excited now, and I know God has so much for each and every one of us. He has such a great path and a journey for us to really understand him, understand his love, and understand what he has for us individually. What he has for me may be completely different to you, but what is shared is the direction of what God wants us to do. And then when we do that, we're all, and I'm not saying you're not, but this is how God was speaking to me. Everyone will be on the same page. Everyone will be excited. Everyone will have testimonies and have great things to share of what God is doing in their lives. Because he is a God he's a God of testimonies. He's a God who answers our prayers. He's a God who really wants us to understand that we do not have to fear. We do not need to worry. Things come up, we pray to the Father, give it to him, and really show others around us. You know, I'm really, I've been, for like the past few weeks, a few mornings, I will send my mum the confessions. And she was suffering a little bit with insomnia. So I just really encouraged her. Right, mum, so if you really want to, like, come out of your insomnia and be able to sleep, rest your mind. I said, rest your mind in God. And I've been sending her the confessions. And then she wakes me up. I speak to her. And when she woke up and she said, I had a full night's sleep. I was like, God is at work, Mum. I said, when you start to, really do the things of God, He will move in the best direction for you. He really does want us. He doesn't want us to have a mindset of poverty mindset, you know. He wants us to really think rich, think great thoughts. He wants us to really be living on high. We are on high, but he wants us to manifest this. He wants us to manifest the blessings that he has for us on a daily basis. And, you know, I feel that for me, I'll say it again, and I say it every week because it's got me so excited. When I sat down with God and I made that conscious decision, that real heartfelt, God, what is it you want me to give? And exactly when I'd done exactly what God showed me to do. He really has it. My life is completely excelled in so many different areas. You know, I used to suffer quite bad with the time of my month. If I'm honest, I did. My emotions were very everywhere. This month, I didn't even have the effects of it. I didn't even feel. God can work. He can work in any area of your life if you need. If you need anything, you know, your emotions, your finance, your health, the people around you, anything is possible. Nothing is impossible with God. And sometimes before I used to limit him, and before I used to think, well, is he able? I think I used to think, is he that worried about the little things in life? He's got a lot to do. And me, I'm asking you for help on these little things for me, which were big for me. And now when I prayed and I asked God and I trusted him and I started to confess, I started to speak the opposite of the reality of what, and now it's become. And, you know, the caterpillar to the butterfly is certainly become it. And God really wants every small issue. He wants every small problem. He wants everything of you. He doesn't want just a part of you. He doesn't want you to have any limited beliefs. He is an unlimited God, and he wants you to experience this. He wants you to experience he is an unlimited God, a loving God, and he cares for every detail of your life. Every person in your life he cares for. So even if there's a small issue that may not be so small to you, but it might be small to the world, give it to God. He cares. He's really gonna sort the issues out for you. He's got a solution for every problem, for every lady problem, for every man problem, for any relationship problem, for any of the world's problem. We have a source to go to, and the source is God. So really go to God, really listen with intent to the sharings that are being spoken to on a weekly basis. Just really, like for retemorize them, really listen and really go through them. I feel I sit and on a weekly basis, and I'll sit with my pen and my pad, because I talk about writing a lot. When you sit down and you write, and you could go back through the things that God had, that is being shared on the sharings, you get so much out of it. It's getting pen to paper, and you could go back through your notes. And again, as I said, you will hear something completely different every time you share. So it's been a fantastic week. We are really excited to fly out. We're really excited to have our first family holiday. God answers every one of our prayers. Go to him, don't limit him, and really listen with intent. God bless you.
Wow, and God bless you too, Rebecca. You are just so beautiful. You are a wonderful example to how to walk with God and how to live on his premises. I mean, thank you again. You're an example to us. And I love you for your sharing. Thank you so much. And I'm so blessed that you are now heading out on your holiday and that you are, that God is providing everything for you. It blesses me.
I never knew life could be this way. If I knew so many years ago, I would, you know, but God always has his perfect timing for everyone. And this is what we can recognize. He has perfect timing. And if you really desire something, he can really do it for you. But it's all about putting God first every day and not letting anything else, like, just distract you. God put me in the best position, and I'm so thankful for that. So thankful he has, you know, that even that in part of the year, tried doing things in my own strength, it didn't work. And now I just look back and I'm so thankful for God, so thankful for the connection, for Lawrence and Kim, for their wonderful stand and wise words that they give, the wisdom of God that they give is just so wonderful and is life changing. And when we can all grab hold of that, well, God can really do exceedingly abundantly above in everyone's life. And I'm just so thankful for that. So thankful for a loving God, and I've certainly experienced this on a daily basis. Sorry, I'll be quiet now.
Love you, Rebecca. Thank you so much. And see if Amber and Danny are available to share. Yes, please, go for it.
Hello, everyone, and God bless. God bless you, Carl Morton.
Bless you, brother.
Thank you for asking us to share. I'm going to go first this evening. So God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And wow, what a wonderful fellowship. My heart is so full. I'm overflowing with excitement and joy and great vision and desire. And I was very, very inspired by what Becky had shared tonight. And then also Lawrence, what he's just shared. There were so many things hitting my heart, things that God's inspiring me that I need to practice and do, because we all are given so much encouragement on this fellowship. We're given so much great direction. And if we just focus and zone in to what God is saying to us individually, and we practice those things with a pure heart, we will see great results. We will see much fruit. And we will continue to bear fruit, you know, we won't ever dry up because we're connected to the fountain of living water. And that is God, who supplies everything we need. He supplies everything to us. He never withholds anything from us. And his desire is for us to really grow and bear much fruit and to flourish and to really live this life to leave a great impact, you know, an impact of faith. Reconciling men and women back to God. There are so many people out there that are missing out on this truth. And people, when they know the truth, it sets them free, like all of us have been set free. But then there's coming to God through Jesus Christ. And then there's practicing the sound way, the right way. Practicing to really walk by that spirit. Practicing to connect. Practicing to speak in tongues. Practicing to really walk with God and be led of God. There are many things in our day that will try and distract us, or there's much logic going around in the world that is not God's logic. And if we're receptive to that, it can sidetrack us, or we could get distracted and lose focus. But God says, you know, we've got to focus on him. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the words of God. So when we're hearing the words from God spoken on this fellowship, there's given direction, clarity, maybe reproof at times. Like when we receive it humbly, receive it as the words from God, receive it as a personal message to your heart from God, a loving Father who wants us to flourish and grow and prosper. When we receive it and we take it and we move with it, and we let God lead us in it, wow, we see awesome results. Sometimes pride can kick in. Sometimes we can think that we don't need anyone else, or that we're with God, you know, it's just me and God, so now I can do it, you know, I can take on the world. But that is not what God set up. God set up a family, a body of Christ, and he planted us where we're going to hear the sound doctrine, and we're going to receive it, and we're going to move and grow. Because prior to 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, me and Danny were listening to many different doctrines. We really thought that we were focused with God, but we were so far away from the life God had planned for us, but we didn't see it. We were deceived. We weren't focused. We weren't disciplined. God put that strong on my heart this week about discipline, because the disciples, they were disciplined ones, right? They wanted to hear everything Jesus was speaking. They wanted to be around Jesus Christ. They wanted to receive everything he had. And they hearkened their ear diligently unto what God was speaking through Jesus to their life. And yeah, they made mistakes at times. And yes, they had unbelief at times. But they stayed close to Jesus Christ. They continued to stay hot and on fire and focused. And they were disciplined for that. They gave up being around their families and their loved ones and their jobs. You know, they literally were disciplined in everything that God wanted them to do. And really, we're to be the same. We need to be disciplined in our practices. We need to be disciplined in living this life for God, because otherwise the distractions will just come and try and wipe you out and take you out. And then when pride kicks in, you think, yeah, I'm doing it, I'm this, I'm that. But actually, you're going out in deep water. God doesn't want us out in deep water. He wants us on the ground, focused, happy, blessed, living in Happyville, hitting those jackpot moments, receiving the heavenly words so that we can be an example and have a great impact in the environment that we're in and further. And so really, my heart is hear the words. He who got an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. And the Spirit is speaking. God is speaking through his Spirit to us so that we can continue to be disciplined, be focused, keep our eyes on him so he can keep us in perfect peace. So we're not distracted by the logic in the world, but we're fully established and focused on what God wants us to receive and how he wants us to manifest each day. And so on Tuesday, we had a wonderful fellowship. It was really, really great. Keely, she's really fervent with God and receiving the words gladly to her heart. She has a son called Harvey and a daughter called Lola. And they come every week, and God inspired my heart to like make food. So we have food, we break bread, and then we have fellowship. And her son, Harvey, has just blessed me so much what God is doing in that young man's life. He had so many old paradigms, so many different strongholds and things taking hold of him because of certain things he went through. But since coming to fellowship and receiving the words, not saying much, he doesn't say very much, you know, he's quite reserved. But over the last couple of months, myself and Danny have seen such a change in him. He's talking more, he's engaging, he wants to be involved, he's singing. He wasn't going to school a lot, but God's inspiring him to like go to school all the time. And about 8 months ago, and from the time I met Keely, Harvey has always been very unwell. So he's all like, he's had stomach pains or really bad headaches, to the point where he was really unable to function. It was really taking hold of his life. And as he was coming to fellowship, he would say about the headaches and things like that. But as he's continued to calm, that sickness, those old paradigms, that anxiety is just being stripped away slowly from him. And he shared for the first time on Tuesday. We asked everyone to share like we do on here. And we asked him, and he was like, looked at us and then looked up as if he was looking to God, then put his hand back down and he was like, okay. And this thrilled my heart, you know, this thrilled my heart, the confidence that he's growing and how he's developing. And so with his sharing, he shared that he don't even know what happened. Like, he was ill all the time, sick all the time, but now he don't get sick. He's not ill. He's living a good life. He's happy. And so Keely, she contacts me most days and she connects very regular. And we have great fellowship and talk about God's wisdom. And so she was sharing with me yesterday on the phone that how she's seen a massive change within Harvey, within her home. He would like pick up on like negative things and could be quite negative, but actually he's being very positive. And this really, again, thrilled my heart and blessed me to see God working within that family, to see that family walking with God, letting God direct them, and just being steadfast. It's just so encouraging. So we had a great night. And then this week in my prayer time, I've been asking God many things and talking to him about many things. And he's just put it strong on my heart this week, you know, to be unmovable, unshakable, no matter what is going on, no matter what winds may rail up, that we're unmovable, we're unshakable, and that we're steadfast. And to stay unmovable and steadfast is we do have to really be disciplined, zone into what God is speaking to our heart, zone into the calling God has on our life, zone into the opportunities that are in front of us and the doors God opens for us. Let's not miss those open doors. Let's not miss the opportunities that God has right there in front of us because we're distracted. But let's just stay unmovable. And also the other thing that was on my heart is about God is the dieting. You know, many people in the world diet. And unfortunately, if people stop dieting, statistics show that people who stop dieting within a couple of months, they double the weight that they actually lost. And I don't know why this come into my heart this week, but I was thinking of that. And then I was thinking of God and our life with God and how we walk with him and the decisions we make with him each day and the things we do to keep ourselves focused and encouraged. And so God then revealed to my heart that living with God is a lifestyle. You know, it's not just a sharing. It's not just coming on here on a Thursday. It's not just living a normal life, but it's a lifestyle with God. We live with God. We have a full-on relationship with God, like dieting. It doesn't work unless you change your lifestyle and you become healthy, you eat better, and you change habits. And it's the same with God. Like, unless we start to change our habits or stop focusing on the things going on around us, but keep our heart focused on God, then, and become a lifestyle with God, then we are unmovable, we're unshakable, because it's just us and God, and all of us, children of God, standing together, being directed exactly how we should be directed, being focused and really receiving the encouragement. Because without the encouragement, without receiving the sound words, what are we doing? Like, what are we doing? Me personally, I listen to sharings. I listen to two sharings every day. All of you, I encourage you, if you go onto Lawrence's website and go on to teachers, you can click on audios. And if you click on audios and drop down, Sangat's and Lawrence's is on there. But I've been clicking onto Lawrence's. And if you click on it, and you can go all the way to the bottom, there are hundreds of sharings on there. And like Becky shared, which really encouraged me, is like, you want to continuously listen, because faith comes by hearing. We want to be listening to the right words. We want to be receiving the right food. We want to be inspired, you know, and how do we do that? By hearing great messages that God is speaking into our life. And there is no sharing that's been shared on this fellowship that is going to return void. Like, we could listen to a sharing back in 2020, which is very, very relevant today, probably more relevant today than it was in 2020, because we have more revelation around it now and more understanding. So, yeah, like, really staying hot on our fundamentals, keeping our foundation solid, and staying consistent, staying faithful, and then letting God do the rest, you know, really let God do the rest. And we just see the benefits, and we live this great life, and we just continue to live a life that others want. So then we're shining so bright, it draws others close to us. So, I'm very, very encouraged. I'm very blessed, and I love you all very much. And I'm going to hand it over to Danny. God bless you.
That's great. Fantastic. And best. Glory to God. Thank you, God. And thank you, Carl Morton, for leading the fellowship. Bless your heart, brother. And also thanks to my dad and mum. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow, guys. Give you big hugs. And so, yeah, just really, really blessed to be that blessing. God is so faithful. And, you know, as we continue to practice from our heart unto him, he continues to open great doors. He continues to bless us because he's our Heavenly Father. And so he continue, you know, what wonderful sharings that we've heard tonight. And again, like Dad, when you shared, there was great things that really hit my heart. You know, that when we are really zoned in on the words that are being spoken, like receiving them gladly, like, cause I know when things are being shared and you do what hits your heart, that's God showing you. And so we don't need to second thought. We just need to do and just begin. And that's what God, you know, that's what he does. He reveals, and then he wants us to move. He wants us to take that step of faith, no matter what it looks like, because God is the one directing and leading our every step, because we are the ones that are going to him when we wake up. We are seeking him. And so, like, God is for us. God is with us because we call upon him. And so we know that anything is possible for us in a day. And so we just keep speaking what we want and not what we see. You know, we walk in love. We now have been given the attributes of Christ. So we can really walk in love, and we can really turn the other cheek. And even if, like, in the moment you may be wound up, we can still respond with the love of Christ. And so, you know, the more we continue to practice, like, that confession is a great thing for us to do. Like, this is the practicing of saying good, not letting bad communication come out of your mouth. Like, this is a great practice. The speaking in tongues is so important. And we do it with heart because we're the one that will benefit. And so again, like, we can prevent things. We can prevent that carnal man always trying to bump in, because we really are children of God. And it's, again, having the perspective that as he is, so are we in this world. And so we can have great effect as we continue to just really look to God and let your request be made known, you know, and to just trust him. Because his timing is perfect in all things. In all things, he continues to really show us and walk with us. Like, this is what Christ paid for, right? He paid so that we can have direct access to the one true living God. So we want to use every option to go to God and to walk with him. Like, you know, it's, you will go into detail. Like God says, he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So as we are going to God, and again, like, we do have great today examples, like, well, one is my dad, and but then also the Indian believers, like when we were there last, when I spoke to a couple of leaders, you know, this is all that they're on. Like, this is the heart, this is the desire, and they walk with God, and whatever they are believing for, they know God is taking care of it. And so, you know, it blesses me because, you know, we have been practicing this way, and I'm also seeing how God is revealing more and more to my heart, to Amber's heart, that, you know, we just keep it very simple, and we diligently put into effect what we're being encouraged, and but it's that we do it unto God, and He is blessing us. He is, you know, open the windows of heaven above us, and so let's not miss out on the opportunity of the windows of heaven being opened your life, because that's what God wants to do. He wants us blessed. He wants us abundant. He wants us walking in power and authority. This is why Christ came. This is why Christ not only came to set us free, but that we continue to be free. You know, like it says in the scriptures, you know, that we stand fast in the liberty and the freedom where Christ has set us free. This is where we stand. This is not where we're going to be budged or moved. We're not going to, again, get entangled in the yoke of bondage, because, you know, that would be down to us and not being sharp with God, being led of the Spirit. You know, because God's word is quick, powerful, and sharp. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. And so we use this every day. And we're not beaten down. We are victorious. And no situation or circumstances is bigger than our God. And so this is why we cleave unto Him. We cleave unto that which is good. And which is pure, and like in God, He is light. There's no darkness. We go to God for everything, and we move in faith, knowing that what we've asked for, God has taken care of it. It's done. It's complete. Whatsoever we ask when we pray, God is going to do. According to His will, it will be done unto us. So like when we're walking by the Spirit of God, we're going to be speaking in alignment of God's will. So whatever we speak, it will come to pass. It will be manifested. It will be shown right there. Because God is not a man that He should lie, and He backs up His word, and He wants to prove Himself to us. He wants to prove who He is, that He is El Shaddai, Shalom, Jehovah, that He will do. And so we go with great faith and confidence, and, you know, as we go out into the world, like when we go to our jobs, when we go take kids to school, or whatever our routine may be, that we can utilize everything that God has given us by the Spirit in that day. We can move in great power. Situations will bow before You. And so this is the way that we look from, is from the right hand side of God, not looking up towards, like we have been seated in the heavenlies. And so we have great power and authority, and we're just using what we've been given in every day, like in everyday living. Like Amber said, is a lifestyle. And I'm always turning to God. I'm always asking Him to give me wisdom. And yeah, sometimes I'm always messing up, but it's okay, because God is continuing to perfect that perfect work in me. Like, Dad, again, you shared it. Like, it is God working in us. This is His pleasure. So He's working in us greatly. And so we don't look to the left, to that negative, or to the right of that negative, or what opposition may be saying about us or to us. Like, it does not matter, because we know why we're here. We're here to let God's light shine from us, because people are deceived. Like we once were, we were deceived, but then God shined His light so that we could have great effect by receiving the sound word. And it is really down to the sound doctrine that we are receiving, because I know for the last 5 years, this is our fifth year, yeah, that God has really, really blessed us, and not only in so, but blessed us in his works, his mindset, his revelation, and like, I don't know, it's just been the best life ever, so in the last 4 or 5 years, like, you know, and it's just by really doing what we're being encouraged to do, you know, and praying with all our heart unto God for his works, for his will, and that's for laborers, like, the desires to have many fellowships, that when people also come from other countries, that we can go to different cities and country, different countries having fellowship. Like, that is the desire, to continue steadfastly in the sound doctrine and continuing to see God be glorified in people's lives, you know? And so, yeah, like, God is just, again, just so great how he continues to really have us where he needs us to be so that we can receive. And all we have to do is be in that place of humility, meek and humble, searching and seeking after God. Then he is able to open and just release unto us. Because if we're just living in the world and we're proud of ourselves, then, you know, we can't receive because our mind is carnal. We cannot receive the spiritual things that God has for us. So this is why we practice, right? This is why we come to fellowship. This is why, because we want to have the full benefit of what God has given to us through Christ, which has been bought and paid for. There's no extra cash going out anywhere physically. And so, like, God is great. And so I'm just really blessed. So that was what was on my heart. And I love each and every one of you, and you are God's best, and God is working in you greatly, and continue to pray for the laborers and his will to be done in your lives. So I love each and every one of you. Bless you.
Night-night. God bless.
Good night, and God bless you too, and thank you so much for your sharing. Wonderful sharings. Great stuff. Thank you so much, and it's right. God is so much at wanting and desiring to bless us and walk with us so that we have access to that abundant life that he called us to live. There's nothing like that. God has no restrictions on what he wants us to experience and see in our lives as we walk with him. So, thank you. That is beautiful. From Bristol, I'd love to go to France and ask if Frank is there for us.
Yes.
Bless you, brother.
I'm here. God bless you. God is good. God is great. And he's a great provider. And I'm very thankful for my ministers, Laurence and Kim. And I was so encouraged by Laurent's word today and some videos in India, Delhi, with camels. That's funny. And we are so blessed, and it's a joy to see believers who receive the word of God, practicing it, and testimonying on it, because it's really inspiring, and I'm thinking about Becky, you know, and God bless her and every one of you. God is good. Today was for me a day off, not working, but speaking in tongues and have some little words on WhatsApp with Laurence and some, you know, sharing audios between I and he and Laurence, and I was encouraged, and but I will connect in the week to come. And yes, I'm not so inspired, I would say. I was listening to you, and
you know, spoke in tongues during the morning and went for a walk, you know, around my place. You know, it's 1 hour, a little more than 1 hour. Went back, have rest, and, you know, doing different things. And yes, God, God is always making us to focus on what He has for us, and I'm thankful that God is working. And but what He has for me to do, I don't know how He will do, but it's not on me. It's on God, and He will do it, I'm sure. Then, yes, I'm focusing on healing too, you know, because God is faithful too. And, yes, God is good. I have not so much to say, you know, just continuing to speak in tongues, connect to our leaders, keeping this relation with God, and expecting great in our life as we were encouraged today, and in everything, in every domain of our life. And God is really loving us, and He wants to provide, He wants to enlighten us with His knowledge and His wisdom. And the end of all is practicing, because when we practice, God is able to go further with us and to show us the truth. And yes, I'm just expecting big, you know. I'm just focusing on God, knowing that He has something for me where I'm living. And in Africa, I want to go to Africa too. I'm waiting that for that. And yes, I think sometime we just need to build up our faith, build up our work, and focusing and speaking in tongues. And yes, God is at work, you know. It's I see God, you know, in my family, and He's working. He's because God wants our peace, you know. He wants our blessing. He wants then God has to work also in our relatives. And he's taking care, and because of us, you know. And when we know that God can do something, and He is going to do something, He is at work and He is doing, then yes, I'm very blessed. I have not so much to say. I'm just listening to you, what you share, and I am blessed to listen to each one of you. And I will end now and just say that I love you, and you are dear for me and for God. And see you next time. Thank you very much, Carl.
Thank you too, Frank. And we are blessed listening to you too, brother. It's good to see, good to hear. Such a blessing. From France, I'd love to take a great leap over the ocean, all the way west, going to Kathy. Kathy Clark, are you available? Are you there? Kathy.
Yes. Sorry. I have the phone. The phone in my back pocket. So, okay. You know, when you pull it out, it's got a whole different screen on it.
Well, yeah. Well, that's fun. So,
yeah, anyway. All I was right. Hearing you, which was the important thing. God bless you all. I came outside. God bless you all. It's wonderful to be with you and how great the life is that we have. Being that God is our Father and our God, He's our God and our Father. You know, it's like Israel, He was their God and they were His servants, but it was not the father-child relationship. And, He is our God and He is our Father. And this is the most amazing thing. And, that the God of all creation would want that, you know, that He would want this wonderful relationship of a child and a father. But this is the intimacy that He desired. Intimacy, meaning closeness. And, also that we are born of Him. So that means He had children that were like Him, like Christ, because we are as Christ is. And Christ was like His Father. We are all the same, right? And so this is like the happiest thing. You know, for me, God is just showing me wonderful things about this relationship and His great love for me. And this is something that I am very much seeking from Him. And just the pleasure of being loved by God, you know, in all the ways that He does that. And also, too, that it's not the love that comes with understanding, you know, that wonderful scripture in Ephesians, that it is the love of Christ which passes understanding. It goes beyond. And what is that? Like, there's, you know, like, you know, I all my life have come up with all different ways to love God. I was taught some of them. And I came up with some of them that were out of my own understanding too. What would it mean to love God? Okay, it would mean I would be or I would do this, this, and this. You know, I had lots of things. And, God being who He is, spirit, and, making us spirit as well. We are body, soul, and spirit. Has something much bigger to convey to His children, to me, speaking of me. And so, you know, it's that thing where God shows you how He is the life of your life. You know, He is your breath. He is your conscious thoughts. He is your heartbeat. He is the energy that flows within your nervous system, your nerves. He is life. It's no longer just flesh and blood, body, soul, life, but it's spirit now that is interfaced within that flesh and blood body. And it's new and it's different and it's fresh and it's out of this world. It's heavenly. And this is so exciting. He shows us how He delights in us and how He is also our delight. And so in making God my delight in all these wonderful, simple and beautiful and happy ways, you know, it is very difficult to turn away from Him and to something else. It's so easy to stay, with our heart, you know, and our mind upon God, because He is the most beautiful thing in our vision. He is the most magnificent thing that we see, and that He gives us the ability to see Him with our eyes of faith, and that we recognize His beauty and magnificence. And that we also recognize that in us as well, that we are a masterpiece, you know? And so this is the happy, easy life that we have because, God is our life. And whatever might think to come against me is coming against God. And so this is why I have no concerns, because, if I see who He is in my life and who I am in this world, then I realize that there is nothing that can come against God. And so that means I am in that triumph, you know, that triumphal processional, I like to call it, like, we're in the triumphant processional that marches through this world and upon this earth. It declares the victory that Jesus Christ has won for us and for everybody else if they choose to take it. And it's that processional, you know, that gives glory to God and magnifies him. And so it is his great desire to walk me through where I am at this moment with him. And my requests are very big, bigger than I have ever really requested of him before. And they're very different than I have asked of him before. And because I see his heart in this matter, that he created me, as he did all of his children, to be a certain way, you know, according to his specs. You know, it's like when you, I guess if you're an engineer, or, you know, you make something. Okay, let's say it's like you're building a house, right? And there are certain specifications that, you know, the house, the foundation, everything has to be laid out. There's specs, the way it's supposed to be, you know? And so God has specs for us. He had his specifications for the way we would be. And so he wants all of this to be manifested forth. And so he has given us everything for that. For that it all be manifested forth, because this is how he is glorified. And, you know, again, like, he has the plan, he has the vision, you know, he has the passion. He's a very passionate God, and he's created us to have that same passion for his desire, which is all men to be saved, come to knowledge of the truth, and for his children to know who they are according to his specs. We are his masterpiece. And he doesn't want any of this to go to waste. I have done that. I have wasted things in my life. But no more. Because I see that his heart always was that I would live according to his specifications. I had things in the way, but the beautiful thing is that he knows what those things are even better than I know what they are. And so if I let him, and if I allow him to, then he will work wonderful things in my heart and life. And yes, as has been said, show me great things that I know not. And that is also things that I know not about myself. Things I know not about myself that I do need to know. Yeah, it extends out into the world, and the way he works in the world, and the magnificent manifestation of his power for people, for all people, for his children, yes. But also, it works on the inward part too. Things that I need to know about myself, he will show me that I don't know those either. And I do need to know those. I need to know who I am. And I have, you know, as Lawrence has spoken about so often, and as is spoken on this fellowship about old paradigms, sometimes you live with an old something that was sort of put into your mind and heart from a very long time ago. And you live with it so long, you don't even realize it's there. Those are the things I need to know. I can't change myself. I know this now. I can't change myself. And why am I trying to change me when he's already changed me into that which is perfect, as Christ is? And so I just need to allow him to reveal these things, because when he reveals to me, for you, his children, then we are changed. We are changed when we have that information from him of what he is doing, or what he has done, or what he's going to do with us and through us. And it's the, that information, that really is the thing that moves us from one level to the other if I accept it, you know, and it's all about the acceptance. If I allow him to do these things for me and I accept what he's doing and revealing to me his son, revealing his son in me, then that changes me. And I have tried to change myself my whole life, so I'm not doing that anymore. And I'm not doing that anymore. I'm going to allow him to work within me to desire and to do what makes him happy, which is his good pleasure. And his good pleasure is my good pleasure. He shows me that. And this is the happy life. This is the life that is the celebration and the rejoicing. And he loves it when we celebrate and we rejoice every single day for what he has done, when we recognize his great work within us. And then this is what carries out through the world. And, you know, so it is about this love. It is about the love that God wants to reveal to us. Not what I think it is, not what I have come to understand by my own, you know, study of the scriptures or hearing somebody else talk about it, which I did, or any of those things. It's beyond that. And it's so important because it still is the great commandment. It still is. You know, in Leviticus, I think it's 26, he says that he called out Israel so that he could be their God. That I could be their God. He needed and wanted to be a God to a people. And so he arranged it. He called Israel out. And we know Israel was not so much on board when they were coming out of Egypt because they had Egypt paradigms. A lot of them, you know, they built that golden calf. But he wanted and needed to be that God to a people. He wanted the same with us. He wanted to be our father. He wanted to be a father to children. Yes, and to be their God. But he was looking for this, the closer, the intimate, the one-on-one, the one-in-one, the one-as-one with his children, you know? And that's all about love, his great love for us. And when we learn about his great love for us in this way, then yeah, we know and understand how to love him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And it's not because I have to try. And it's not because I have to work at it. It's because it's a response to experiencing his love for me. And how could I not love him back? And so this is the smooth, easy, beautiful, magnificent, wonderful life that God has called us to live with him so that he could enjoy what he did to us, that he could enjoy it with us, you know, that we would enjoy this masterpiece together. He created the masterpiece and that we would realize what the masterpiece was and that we would enjoy it together. Like how cool to be God's masterpiece. The greatest thing he's ever created. And how wonderful for him that then he could do this so that he could be the way he wanted to be with his children. Because with sin in the way, he couldn't do it. The sin issue had to be resolved, as Tom Darrow used to say so often. It had to be resolved. The nature of sin had to die. The nature of sin and death that separated us from God had to die. That's what we received from Adam. The nature of sin and death that was separation and death. And God wasn't having that. But he had to figure out how to do all that without stepping on man's free will and all the things that had to be done because death and sin had to die so that he could have this relationship and dwell within us now that we have been made new and that the nature of sin and death is dead. We don't have two seeds. We don't have the seed of Adam and the seed of God. We only have the seed of God in new birth. And this is the way he had to have it so that he could have free access, that he could dwell within us, that he could show us the things that he has given to us. You know, we have not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God.
that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. And this is what makes life so happy, is that we already are that. Like, he's not calling me to try and make me into Christ. He's already made me as Christ. Now, I need to just allow him to walk me in into that and to reveal and to show me. And as he does, then I am just thrilled to pieces to move with him, you know, and to glorify him and to do those things that he puts in my heart. These are happy things. He's not calling us to do things that are unhappy. These are happy things he's calling us to do, and happy things every day that he gives us to do. And then when he reveals something in us and with us that we see that it is him and that how he has made me like him, oh, this is our great joy. This is our rejoicing and celebration each day. Each day is a celebration. And this makes him so happy when we respond in this way. So for me, these are the things that God is working with me. And things, yes, that in my life for many, many years, I passed them by, the importance of his love and my love for him and what he'd accomplished when he made me as Christ is. And so, yeah, it is a great, happy life and, a life of celebration each and every day. And so anyway, I love you all. God bless you.
Bless you to you also, Kathy. Bless you so much and thank you for your sharing. Yeah, God is wonderful. He has definitely made us like Christ, and we are like him. We are like Christ. We are his capacity. We are definitely. So maybe we should start to see ourselves, or that's a challenge for myself anyway, to see myself the way, in the same way as I know that God looks at Christ. I should get my vision up for seeing myself the same way. Yeah, and from there I'd love to go to Ireland, and there's a wonderful lady living in the beautiful Ireland. Marie, please, are you there? My sister in Christ, Marie Carroll. Are you there, Marie? Are you there? Marie. Oh, Mary. Well, if Marie is busy, I'll jump back to the United States and ask Van Patterson. Van Patterson, my brother in Christ. Are you there? Am I muted? I don't think so. Whoever is first, Marie or Van?
Marie! Are you awake, darling? Marie Carroll from Ireland.
Marie.
This is God calling you. Yeah, she might have dozed off.
Yeah, she might have. She might have. Okay. From Ireland, back to the United States, and ask my brother in Christ, Van Patterson, are you there?
I am here. How are you guys?
Fine, thank you so much.
Good, good.
God bless you, Van.
Hey, God bless you too. You know, some days, you just get your butt kicked, and some days you kick ass. So, I'm having one of those days where, you know, things are, you know, relatively smooth, but it's me that allows my emotions and, thought patterns, which are, you know, quote, quote, old paradigms or habit patterns, run the show, as opposed to putting on the new man. And it's so, it was very evident today And so I woke up really early, and you know, I think God showed me something pretty early in the morning that I needed to see. I needed to express and to get out, you know, because he's an individual father, and so he works with all of us individually, and we're all a part of the body of Christ, but we're all individually growing at a different late. He's not different stages. Not a respecter of persons. He loves us. He wants the best for us. He's always there for us. He never, ever, ever, ever leaves us. So I just have, like, today was just one of those days of, took off work, drove up into South Carolina, and then we went and did some things, and, we ended up going to visit a guy that was in the hospital, and he's bedridden. You know, being in the fire service, I've seen way, way worse, but it's difficult seeing that because I found some more history out about him, and it was just really sad. But what I told him was, you know, because he wanted me to pray before we left. He specifically pointed to me, because I can't understand him, really. And so I told him that his past doesn't define him, you know, and he just started crying, you know, because I know how he feels. Your past does not define you. You know, all you have to do is Romans 10:9-10. And so, he was in that Romans 1 category. If you guys can just read Romans 1, you'll know what I'm talking about. And, but he's had some real medical problems, and he's got somebody that's taking care of him, probably should not take care of him, has no clue what they're doing. Matter of fact, a couple days ago, he was in a home up here 4 days with no power, and I had to get involved and tell him to you need to get fire rescue there, get him out of the house, and at least get him to a shelter. But once they got there, they got him way past a shelter. They got him into a hospital and where he needed to get taken care of. And now again, what he expressed, what he wanted to me, is not going to get taken care of. But I cannot intervene in that situation. I have to let that situation play out. But so I kind of felt bad about that, but there's nothing I can do. And then seeing other things around me, and, you know, I had a talk, and, you know, sometimes people bother you, and there's the little things that nick you off. I think that's the word in English, that in England, you know, like a little nick. And I let a lot of that get to me today. So, but I have to change my thoughts. And it was all me, changed my pattern of thinking. But that old man nature is right there. You know, you're dragging it around. It's dead. I know. And I need to reckon it dead. So, and I've been doing all the I Am confessions. I got an audio book. I mean, just absolutely spectacular. And I've been doing I Am. And actually, the I Am confession book, I like it, and it's good, and it's a good audio book. But for me, I like to, I add something extra, because it'll say, I am wisdom, or I am glory, and I am righteousness. But for me, I want to add something extra to it, because I'm none of that without my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ's victory. You know, so I always say, after the, it's a lady that's saying it on the thing, it's a great book, but I'll say that, you know, you know, I am wisdom because of my Father in Christ, you know, because my Father's given me wisdom. I have prosperity because I am prosperous because of my Father's prosperity. So I know these are little things that are, you know, the little things that are happening, there are little attacks here and there, little things, but you have to weather them and you just keep going. You don't let anything, because I really don't know what's going to happen, one way or the other. I've got a lot of things up in the air, meaning given to God, you know, not like the Catholic Church used to, you know, how they swing the thing that has the smoke, and that's supposed to be showing how the prayers go up to God, you know. They got that from the Old Testament, and it's just a counterfeit. But anyway, our Father is so good, and we can just talk to him, and I can come on here, and thank God I got brothers and sisters in Christ. Like, we have a relative named Mike that I told Lawrence about, that, you know, I just thank you, Father God, for healing his life right now, and it just be an absolute miracle, because the doctors, the way they look at things, they just want to just chop something off and get him out of the hospital. And that's bullcrap. You know, our Father is greater than that. And so I intervened in that, and that's what I said, and we ended up praying for that, and so we're just, so we've got that going on. But anyway, just that old man nature, that old thought pattern, you have to reckon it dead, you know. And so I'm just having God pull those strongholds up from me, and so that I can think correctly and logically, you know, and not think emotionally. You know, I want to do his will, not my will. You know, so, my days definitely turned around already. I loved what Shelley said. Oh my gosh, Shelley, thank God for her. She let it rip today. And, you know, I'm not sure one of us, myself, could have said it, but if I'm correct, and I don't care what any of you ladies think, it said that, Sarah called Abraham Lord. Now, I didn't write the book. Okay. So that's what I'm looking for. So that's what it says. And you go over to Ephesians, and like, Carl, you're married. Lawrence, you're married. You guys are a representation of the body of Christ. Okay. Shelley, she's married. And what she said, as she does that for her husband, Ted, that is a representation of the body of Christ. You know, so I didn't write it. You know, our Father wrote the book. Okay? So anybody wants to argue with him, go right ahead. But I know exactly what I'm looking for, so that's what we're looking for. So I want to do, and nothing is going to be done perfectly, I understand. I humbly and meekly want to serve my Father. Put people in my face. That job that I want with the state that doesn't exist, I already have it. I don't know where it is. I don't know what it's going to be. I got an idea, but he's going to give me the greater job so it covers the whole state and that I can minister. And, but it doesn't exist right now, but he's going to work in, my bureau chief and assistant director and director, and thank God for their lives. So it's just been a rough day. But I'm able to, you know, at the end, I think in Lamentations it says, his compassions are new every morning. Well, they're not just new every morning. With our minds, it says in, you know, Romans, you know, you can renew your mind. And I love how Jack said, I forget how he put it, but it's not just, it's change your thinking or just, I forget exactly how he said it. Somebody will expound on it later. But you're able to just grab a hold of your mind and get rid of those thoughts and be able to move on to the new ones. Because our Father always works with us. And like today, if I would have continued down this path, he would be there in the morning for me. And no matter what decision I make, he is going to be there for me because I have been here over and over and over in different areas of my life. He's always, and I mean always, delivered me. One of my favorite verses is, let the redeemed of the Lord say whom he have redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And a lot of times I put myself in the hand. I mean, the enemy had us. Okay, and then I'd get rescued out. But then I put myself back there, figuratively. And then my Father was right there to snatch me out or to move me out of the way or to block anything that something was going to happen to me. So just that old man nature that you drag around, those, we have to reckon them dead. I need to reckon them dead, reckon them dead, reckon them dead. Now, how do I do that? Well, I practice the confessions, the I ams. I do the abundant sharing. I speak in tongues. I do my best to keep my mouth shut. That's what I really need to practice. And then the original one was for me anyway, ceasing from my own works is so difficult. So, and I'm, you know, in other words, just get, but I'm learning that, like with this job, like with other things in my life, I'm ceasing from my own works. The, tithing, abundant sharing, just get started doing it. It's very simple and you can never outgive God. And then speaking in tongues is another free gift that you cannot, you can't manufacture. I mean, you know, and, the connecting, it's so clear. It says it right there about us assembling like we're doing right now so that later on, you know, we go out, we travel out and we meet people, we minister to them. And, it's such a joy to even meet another, brother or sister in Christ, you know, and get to pray with them and know right off the bat, you know, that they're Christians. Or just, share something with them, you know, that they, you know, God tells you something about them as you pray for them that they didn't even know. So, but again, it's for me, it's reckoning the old man dead and continuing to move forward. So it's a growth. So if you find yourself like me, where you go two steps forward, three steps forward, and maybe one or two back, it's okay. And I'm going to be okay. I'm going to continue moving forward no matter what. I'm not going to let the world, who we know who runs the world, drag me down. I'm not going to be concerned about the election. Do I watch the news? Of course I do. I'm not going to let it bother me. Like I think Lauren said or someone else, whoever's the prime minister or whatever. Now, it's easy for me to say in this country, right? But can you imagine being in China or North Korea and being a believer? So that's one of the reasons. And prayers. Do you really think that God needs us to pray? He doesn't need us to pray for anything. Prayer is powerful, but he hears every single thing. I think this is my own opinion. I literally think that we are to pray and obviously he desires us to pray. He knows our hearts, but it's more for us than it is for him. It's for us to unburden ourselves, for us to get stress free, for us to not have any anxiety, no worry, no fear. He's not giving us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. You know, it's to change our habit patterns, our paradigms. And I've been walking in some of these old ones. And I tell you, since I've been doing the things I've been doing, a lot of them have just been ripped down. I don't even think about some of them anymore. Where before, I was, I hate to use the word, I was close to being, you know, let's just use the word, let's get right to it. Possessed, like, yes, you got to do this so that you could feel good for 15 minutes and then feel bad for another 20. Okay. I've been delivered from that one. There's another one. Same thing. Another one I need to work on. Another one my father's working on. But I'm not going to look at all of them, and I don't point all of those out. I'm obviously aware of them, but I don't need to point those out. I am going to do the I ams. I am righteous. I am holy. I am good looking. I am handsome. I'm a wonderful son of God. I am a excellent man. I'm a man's man. I am all the things that my Father God has given me and more because of through my Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. I am just like Christ Jesus walking on this earth. So I'm reckoning all the old man dead by just doing that. And I've done that earlier this morning, I think, and also a little bit later. But then you get what happened is I got tired, and then a couple things got said, and then, you know, my emotions got involved, and that's all old man stuff. And emotions are given to us by our Father. Don't get me wrong. So, and they used to say in the old ministry, it's the salt and pepper. I don't know. It's all bullshit. I have no idea. I know that however God has made me, He's made me perfectly. Okay. I know there's an old man before I was born again, which has habit patterns that are not good. And I know that the new man in Christ I'm supposed to put on. And that put on is like taking off clothes. It's from what I read and putting on a new set. So that takes work when you do that. So it's not like I just pray, okay, God, and give me a job. No, I'm going out here taking action for this job. Nobody knows it, but I've signed up for two specific, classes that have nothing to do with my job currently. They have to do with the job that I desire that does not exist. And I'm taking those. I'm not telling my boss. I'm taking them with my own money, and God is going to get me that. So you have to take action in things. And when you connect, listen to what our Father says and follow through with those things, like ceasing from my own works. I'm still a work in progress on that one. I am a million times better because I never had my Father tell me to cease from my own works before until I connected here. And I'm not saying we know everything by any means, because there's tons of people that, you know, have God's word and know it, and He works with them in many, many different ways, you know, and I am not to look down on them. I can tell you this, I'm going nowhere near a church, nowhere, unless God tells me to go to one. God does not dwell in temples made with hands. How clear is that? You know, the temple is us. And so now my job, that's one of the things I need to do, which with my medical reports got all green. You know, I went to go get checked, and I actually connected, and I said, hey, I'm going to, yeah, go get, God said, go get checked, but you're, everything's going to be fine. Just go get checked for your own good. So it's exactly what I did. I went and got checked, and I went in and ended up ministering to the whole office. I know I said this last week, but it's so cool because the lady said, for your age group, she said, you know, And, man, I'm 15. You know, that's how I feel. I am 15. I act 15. Now, emotional maturity-wise, I need to act more mature in Christ. It says, be ye perfect, meaning mature, meaning, you know, solid, lead, like Ted's leading Shelley, like a Shelley allows Ted to lead her. And Ted, I've only met him once or twice. I guarantee you what a tremendous guy he is. Lawrence, I know. Kim allows Lawrence to lead her. And I'm sure your wife allows you to lead her. Okay, well, that's what the Word of God says. It's pretty clear. I didn't write it. So anyway, love you guys, and I'm just listening and super thankful.
Thank you, Van. Thank you. Some experiences you had in these past days. I came to think about 2 Corinthians 10:4. I mean, an average person, I have been told, has about 10,000 thoughts in his mind daily. And that's a lot of thoughts. And not all of these are beneficial. Is that a good word? That's why it says we should take every thought into captivity into Christ. And because God definitely knows the best way for us to think and the best ways for us to act. And that's what you hinted on, is that as far as I understood. So that's wonderful. And thank you for your sharing and your reflections on life in general. That's great. I saw that Marie had her made a notice. So Marie, are you there, available for? Do you want to share for us?
God bless you. I sure am. I'm here, and it's absolutely awesome to be on here this evening, and just to. Wow, it's been a powerful fellowship. It's been uplifting. It's been edifying, and it's been educational. I've loved everybody sharing so far. And yeah, God just rocks. And I'm just super blessed. And I know I haven't been on for quite some time. Due to various different reasons, which I won't go into right now, but God is just gracious and loving and kind and patient and beautiful. And he has brought me back to where I should be. And I'm so thankful to God for that. And I'm so thankful to Lawrence and Kim, my beautiful ministers, and all you guys as well. And I know Peter Lloyd, you reached out to me a few times. I know I said that the other week as well, but I'm so thankful that you did. It hasn't gone unnoted, and I'm very blessed and honored that you have been keeping in touch with me. And I love you very much, Peter. I really do. You're my man, and I love you. And, God's good. God's great. I was, doing a bit of traveling, I was in Tenerife a couple of weeks ago, just for a chilled out week with one of my best friends, and we had a very blessed time over there. And I got to share a lot with her about, like, she does believe, but she's a strong Catholic. You know, I was just sharing the word, and she really got it, guys. She really did. And then I went into the, I was saying about abundant sharing, and she was mesmerized by that, and she was asking me many questions, and you know, it was great. Yeah, she seemed to receive everything that I shared. I got to share testimonies with her when I was in Uganda and how I saw blind eyes being opened, and you know, people that were crippled walk again, and you know, and she's got a deformed arm. She was in a car crash many years ago when she was only 17, and I left her with a really bad mark on her right arm. And, you know, I've been eating up with her in the next few days, and I just can't wait to share with her, you know, about the healing. And her arm can be healed 100%, like it can be totally restored. It really can, because we can do the works that Jesus Christ did, and even greater works. And there's even power in prayer. Without ministering, there's so much power in prayer. I was so blessed there. I had a need. I had a financial need there a few weeks ago. I was getting quite doubtful and worrying about it. And I just said to God, okay, God, I give it to you. I give it to you. I need a certain amount in my account by a certain date. And I said, God, I don't know how you're going to do it, but I know you're going to give away, and I know you're going to do it. And I really believed it, and thank the good Lord. I set the certain date. He put the money in my account before the date that I had said to God. And I'm like, whoa, God, you are just amazing and powerful and faithful. Yes, our God is faithful, and he will never let you down, guys, no matter what you're going through in life. And don't listen to the BS of the devil, because he is a defeated foe. He has no jurisdiction. He has no power, authority over us, because we are beautiful sons and daughters of Almighty God. We are joint heirs with Christ. We are seated in the heavenlies. And God is always there for you. He'll never let you down. He never let me down. And, you know, I'm just blessed, guys. I'm at ease. I'm at peace. I know I haven't been on fellowship in a while, but I still listen to, it's great with the job I'm in, my morning job. It's great because I do a lot of paperwork, and I just stick on my headphones and I listen to many teachings and inspiring teachings from Lawrence, from Sangit, from Kim, Becky Jancy. Brilliant. Love listening to you. You're fantastic. Obviously, all of you are, you know, Danny and Amber, I love listening to you guys as well. You're just amazing people, and I honestly am so grateful and thankful that I'm a part of your family, guys, like all of you, because we are a family. And there is a day coming when Christ returns, when we're all gathered together. Bring it on. I am ready. I am ready to soldier on, because, you know, we are Christ ambassadors here on earth. And my desire, I know it's word over the world, but in my little town of Thurles, word over Thurles, and I see it happening. And, you know, even in my work situations, because I work two jobs, I see, I get to share with people, which is awesome. And they get so blessed because they haven't heard it before, like, you know, the right doctrine, the, and like, I don't study the scriptures. I'm just led by the Spirit and speak by the Spirit and speak in tongues much. I had a wonderful job yesterday afternoon, and I got to speak in tongues whilst I was cleaning, one of my clients' houses, and they always leave for the 2.5 hours I was there. I got to speak in tongues for 2.5 hours, guys. And it built me up so much. And it was absolutely amazing. So I'm going to endeavor to speak in tongues more than even 15 minutes in the morning. I love that. Like, I'm building it up, building it up, building it up. And I felt so energized. It's like I was going for another job today. As I was driving there and back, it was an hour, got to speak in tongues the whole way. It's so, and it's just brilliant. And it gives you a sense of, peace, and it builds you up, and you know, you're glorifying our wonderful, amazing Abba, Heavenly Father, Jehovah. And that's what I would encourage people to do, is speak in tongues much, be led by the Spirit, and honor God with your first fruits, because just be waiting. Your socks will be blown off, because God loves you. He holds you in the palm of his hand, and he will never, ever let you down. And whatever crap has happened in the last week, forget about it. Move on. Cast your care. Just cast it. Just give it to God. You know, he is so, he's all benevolence, guys. He really is. And he loves each and every one of you. And, yeah, God is good. Oh, before I finish off, a little bit of testimony. I was about to leave for work on Monday morning. As you know, on the Monday mornings, I work in the family business. They have a few shops, and, it's, spark spray shops with filling pumps, you know, with petrol and diesel pumps. And, the power went down the other morning. And I phoned my brother and I said, Junior, I'm going to be running a little late. And he goes, don't worry, take your time. Power is down. You know, he was stressed, because when the power is down, the pumps are down, cash registers are down. And as you know, everybody these days is paying with card. It was down. And I, when I hung up the phone, I said, no, not listening to this BS now of the devil. Because if the power was down all day, they would have lost a lot of money. So I just pray to God, and I commanded in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I said, before I step foot in that shop, that power will be on. Well, lo and behold, I walked into the shop. I said, great, the power was on. Everything, the fridges, the cash registers, everything just generated. And that's God. So my, yes, there is so much power in prayer and so much power in ministering to people. And I'm just blown away. And I'm just saying, look, God, just do something amazing every day for your kingdom and for, you know, people to get it and be saved and be loved and feel comforted, and because God holds us under his almighty wing, and it's so comforting. And yeah, God's good, God's awesome, and that's what I wanted to share. I love you all. Mwah.
And we love you. Thank you, Marie. Thank you. And you are blessed. We can tell. Great stuff. Great sharing. Great testimonies. That's wonderful. Love you that. Love, I love to hear things like that. That's beautiful. Thank you so much. That was beautiful. Now I'd love to go back to Florida, actually, and ask my brother Peter. Peter, are you there, my brother?
I am here.
Oh, wow.
I've been listening, and it's been wonderful to hear everyone give testimonies of what's going on with them. And I'm just really thankful to be on here. I'm thankful for sound doctrine. I'm thankful for a doctrine that produces results. And we can see signs, miracles, and wonders. You know, we pray for stuff, sure. I mean, we can pray for anything, and it's always beneficial to pray and God to come in and do things, because he answers prayer, because he's faithful. But we have the power to minister, and Jesus Christ exhorted us, you know, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead. Freely ye have received, freely give. You know, we're exhorted to minister to people. And, you know, God could be inspiring us to minister, and or he could be inspiring us to just pray about it, you know, either way. But I tend to find for myself that a lot of times he'll inspire me to minister to a situation. Or he'll put on my heart a person, you know, to because you can pray, and prayer is great, but there's no time or distance with spiritual power. Okay, so if he's putting somebody on your heart, you can minister to them if they're 1,000 miles away, you know, and pray for them and administer to them for them to be healed of stuff. And it'll work. You know, people have raised people from the dead from cell phones. I mean, go figure. You know, so the minister put somebody on the, you know, to have the person call a person with a problem, a person with somebody that needs deliverance right away, and they'll call their minister. And the minister will pray over the cell phone, and the person will get up from the dead, or whatever is ailment they've got will come to pass. So that ministering is really, really powerful, and I just don't want to discount that ministering in place of just praying about stuff. Not that either one is bad. But anyway, so, yeah, I'm thankful for sound doctrine. I'm thankful that, you know, if we look at it's Sangit, or we look at the ministers, the leadership over in India, they're extremely prosperous, okay? They don't wait around you know, they minister to each other. They run to minister to people, and they give of their abundance. They don't hesitate when it comes to giving at all. They would give you their last dollar if they had it. For most of them, from what I understand. And look at how exceedingly prosperous they are. You know, that shows you their heart. That shows you their desire to give, and their desire to bless. And that's a really big key, that unhinged giving, that unfettered giving. You know, that so often in the West, I find, you know, a lot of people are like, well, you know, I've got this month and I can only give this much, and I know for myself, I haven't really learned how to give completely without taking my responsibilities into account. But I give what I can. So, I'm very thankful that at least I have an example of the tremendous prosperity that's available from God, and not just, you know, having a great job like over here in the U.S. So I'm thankful that, you know, I'm thankful for sound doctrine. I'm thankful for where I am. I'm going to stay where I am. I'm not variating from where I am to go back to something I was in before. And I very much want to stress that. I very much want to say that, because I've had people that want me to come back to something I was in before, and I, you know, keep telling them no. It's like, no means no. So, you know, God bless them. They have their hearts in the right place, but they just, you know, you have to, with me, if I've told you no, and I told you I don't want to come back to something I've been before, then that means no. And if, you know, I would encourage you to respect my wishes. You know, because I'm very adamant about the sound doctrine. I'm very adamant about where I am. And I believe there's going to be great fruit and great result coming from my stand on what I've been taught and what I've been given and where God has placed me. So, and I'm very thankful for that. I'm thankful that that's been made available to me, that God inspired me to put me where I am. Because he knows what I need, and he knows what I need better than I know what I need. So, I'm right where I need to be. I don't want to variate from that. I'm thankful for everyone on here that is tracking with the sound doctrine and wanting to move forward with God and see laborers come. And Dallas was with me earlier today, but She had to go home and take care of her dogs, which are her babies. And she's got two pit bulls and another dog at home. But I set up her iPhone for her so she could get on the meeting. So whenever she can log in, I told her that I'm going to give her the passcode and the meeting IDs every week so she can come on when she wants to from her house. We had a wonderful meal. She brought me some Cuban food, which was delicious. She's a great cook. And I'm going to be learning stuff about Cuban food. Odalis is from Cuba. And, yeah, it's, you know, God brought somebody that, you know, is very, excited about, she got really blessed from hearing a couple of testimonies and she was tracking right with it, you know, which was awesome. And, I look for more laborers here in Florida, more people to come and, you know, that I can bless and give the right doctrine, the sound doctrine to, and that's where my heart is. That's where my focus is. That's where my impetus is. And Lawrence, we need to connect because it's been a little bit. I know you're on vacation and you'll be home in England really soon. And I look forward to connecting with you. And I'm thankful that you've made yourself available for a connection. And I'm very blessed by that. I'm blessed that, you know, people really want to move forward with God and really see great benefits with God. That blesses me greatly. So that's my share for right now. And bless you guys. You guys are wonderful. And I'm through for now. So God bless you.
God bless you too, Peter. And you're moving, man. That's wonderful. It's blessing me. It's blessing me to hear. So thank you for your sharing.
Yep.
Thank you. There's,
you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. We are all very welcome to hear what's going on in your life. That's beautiful. And, it's great to have this, can't remember her name, coming over to see you and to follow along on the fellowship.
You mean Odalis?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sweet lady.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Mm. That is beautiful. All right, thank you. There's one telephone number hiding here, and I'm not quite sure who it is. It's definitely the United States, and I believe it's in the state of Oregon and Portland, I believe. So who is hiding behind this telephone number ending with 6350? I wonder. Hello there. Hello there. Well, no response. Well, in that case, I'll ask Ethel, please, Ethel, if you would love to share with us what's on your heart. I always love to listen to your sharings, and take it away, sister.
Wow! Well, thank you for that intro. You're amazing, Carl Morton. Thanks for you've been hosting us. Thank you for your life and your families and. Actually, each one of you I do pray for every day. And, you know, being specific about it is like today I spoke in tongues for 2 hours. So, Marie, I know about you had 2.5. Boy, it's getting longer and longer. And then we started this thing with Lore. So I sent him, you know, how many hours I have done. Sometimes it's shorter, but sometimes longer. And if I have to stop, I just pause my timer and then go back to it. But I want to make sure that I get it done first thing in the morning. What a great way to start your day. So anyway, Danny, my laborer, she had a physical therapy appointment today and she was going to come on, but, she sends her love and, my God, you guys, being this laborer or finding a labor, even just the one. I know she's it. Like I said, my call center is my work at Costco. When I first met her, she could barely talk because she had this throat thing. And we don't know where it's coming from. She doesn't know either. She had a really raspy voice. So God prompted me to just ask her, ma'am, would you like me to minister to you? You know, that's available. Yes, please. And she'd go like this on her throat. And that's how we started. And then, you know, like Peter, bless your heart, bro. You're on our way with having our Zoom fellowships. Man, at first, talking to the walls, to the chairs. Now I have people coming. Well, Denny is very committed. She's hungry. I know that she's really searching. And bless her heart. As she, you know, as we have fellowships or Zoom Mondays, you know, sometimes it's just me and her. So we ended up as one-on-one. We have one-on-one fellowship. And it goes on for like an hour and a half. I let her speak. But honestly, you guys, excuse me, I'm really seeing the change. Like in the beginning, she would talk about not so much complain, but, you know, let out her frustration. Why is this happening to me? Blah, blah, blah. I encourage her. Of course, the three fundamentals. However, I more encourage her, instead of focusing on the problem, I said, focus on God. That's your priority. First and foremost, you focus on God. And my gosh, it is really happening. You know, like last night she texts me because, you know, I texted her the link for the Zoom today. And she's like, okay, she gave me a heart emoji. And she said, Ethel, I think I'm getting better. And I said, no, Jenny, it's not I think. I know that your faith and your confession. And she's kind of worried about being anxious about, oh, you know, I don't really know how to have this relationship with God. So I encouraged her. Stay focused. Look to God. He will show you where to go. I don't know either sometimes, but you know what? I ask God for wisdom. I ask God for, God, give me the sharpness on this. So what do I have to do? It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. I told her nothing complicated with God. You know, he's easy, so easy to be entreated. And best of all, he's a loving God. So I know she got really, really encouraged by that. So I went to visit their home. She has 4 kids and her husband. And I told her, because in the beginning, you know, when she was telling me about all her ailments, most of the time she's just laying down. So I asked God, gee, how can I help this woman? So God says, go do your culinary skills. So I cooked for them, brought it there. You know, I was more blessed, I think, because they pretty much ate up what I cooked, so which is a good thing. But anyway, I got to meet the family, 4 beautiful kids. And you know what? I mentioned this, I know, 2 weeks ago in the fellowship here, that after we had our meals that I brought, the kids wrote me a little love note saying, my God, Ethel, thank you so much. Can't wait till you come back. The food's so good. That's all it took. It really touched my heart. And I know it helped Danny and her husband, because most of the stuff are the chores are being laid on the husband. And, you know, she went through a lot of trauma in her life. And I said, thank you, Father. Sometimes maybe it's good that you stumble into someone who has a lot of problems, because they can really see, once they see the goodness of God working in their lives, what happens is it's so life-changing. They get turned around because they know what's really trauma and what's of God. I told her, continue that, Danny. Continue to go to God. This is the one that's going to, he's the one that's going to deliver you from all of your whatever health issues, relationships, blah, blah, blahs.
And so she's listening. I know she is. I know sometimes it just takes a little time to, you know, and God's working in her heart. And the one thing is that she listens. She's humbling and being meek. I said, I am just like so thrilled because I prayed for this one laborer. I said, God, even if it's just one, but this one is committed. They want to come. They're hungry. That's all it takes. And I know from her is going to come millions. Okay. So yeah, God works in such a very personal way. You guys, I've so enjoyed tonight's, you know, sharings. You guys are awesome. It makes me, wow, just so thankful to God that I have you guys as my family, because we all come from different backgrounds, nationalities, and all of that. However, we're a family of God, and this is where we draw our strength, you know, our focus, and we help each other out. I mean, like I'm saying, we come from different backgrounds and all of that. God loves diversity, you know. And years ago, I couldn't talk like this. It's like when I did teaching fellowship, I was like, oh, shoot, man, did I say the right thing? You know, blah, blah, blah. Did I do enough research? Now I'm so free. You know, this right, excellent way of going to God has set me free. I mean, liberated. And then when the time comes, you know, like, for example, when Lawrence exhorted me and encouraged me, hey, maybe it's time to go ahead and do your own Zoom fellowship. I did. I'm so excited. And God's bringing it on. Like Van Patterson says, bring it on, Dad, bring it on. And that he's doing. And honestly, with him bringing on stuff to me, I get more humble. Wow, is God showing me great and mighty things? So anyway, very personal testimony. I know this does not pertain to you guys, but for me it's very personal. The other night I came home from work. I had a late shift. Here comes Mom. You know, she's taking so long in the bathroom. Well, she usually does, but she was, I don't know, trying to unplug the toilet bowl. And I said, shoot, what the heck happened? Well, I started to get mad. I was tired, you know. The toilet bowl got plugged. So anyway, Mom, please get out of the bathroom. You've been there too long. Let me take care of it. I was speaking in tongues. So I asked God, gee, God, a plumber is worse than, you know, a doctor making a house call, because they cost an arm and a leg here, right? Anyway, especially after hours. I said, Mom, please get out and don't be the plumber. So God says, Ethel, get the plunger. Thank God I have one. Fairly new, too. I punched that thing like 5 times. Boop, the toilet comes down clear. Oh, my God, as tired as I was. And to me, it's personal because God, I asked God. You know, I don't have a man in my life here, so I had the plunger. And honestly, like Van was talking about, the Zagones, with the tours, with Carl Morton. You know, you guys have partners. You have your spouses. Right now, my spouse is God. You know, my boyfriend, my fiance. And it's such a good thing. I mean, God doesn't complain either. He just tells me what to do, the right thing. And it's so beautiful for that kind of a relationship with God. So, yeah, that was very personal to me, that toilet plunging thing. So anyway, I gave my mom a whole sermon. Please, Mom, don't use a whole roll of toilet paper to flush it down the toilet. I said, plumbers are very expensive. But anyway, granted or not, she got it. Seemed like today was fine with me and her, because we can argue. And, you know, it can be challenging as a caregiver. And I don't deny it, but I really go to God, because there are times it could be challenged when she soils her seat and, I don't know, soils the carpet. And then I start to think of my brothers. Well, anyway, I don't want to go there. I said, you know what, God, you actually rewarded me to take care of my mother. I mean, at her very last breath, I'll take care of that 92-year-old woman. She'll be 93 in March. And she said she wants to live over 100. Whoa, holy cow. But what's amazing about Mom, she still has all her original teeth at 92. Dang, she's pretty good. I hope I get her genes, you know. But anyway, so that's one testimony, very, very personal to me. And I do minister to my finances. Well, I know I've been ABSing, honoring my first fruit, life-changing, like never before. So anyway, this one believer, he asked me, hey, when you're going to Nepal? So I said the dates. Here, I'll put money in your account. But save it. I want you to have it as your pocket money in Nepal. Oh, well, I didn't ask. Okay, God, you just know how to tickle. I mean, things like that, you know it's got to be from God. I said, are you sure? It's like, yeah, I'm giving it to you. I'm abundant sharing. Go have fun in Nepal. But, you know, all said and done, I'm going because, like I told Shelley Zagone, we're going because God is teaching us something. Something that great and mighty things. I've gone to India twice now. God has shown me, you know, a lot of things that I'm going to be bringing back here in the States. But I've been applying it already, you know. It's just that Nepalese and Indian believers, for some reason, they're more quick at it, you know, just apply it right away. That's okay. I mean, I'm thinking, you know, is God working in people's lives and in their hearts? Like for me, I know already. I'm a laborer. I want to do it. I've started my Zoom. And maybe it does take time, but you know what? It's in the times where I learn and grow. And like, yes, I pray for laborers. And yes, God brings me the right one, the one that's worth a million. I am so blessed because I'm learning so much from that. And because of it, man, humbleness, humility, meekness, and obedience, it's all there. God, thank you for showing me all the things that you're showing me. And I do get more and more humbled. And, you know, Jenny, I learn from her. She learns from me. Like us here, we're here every Thursday. We're very diverse. What you guys talk about, you're sharing your testimonies, I learn, and vice versa. And that's the diversity. And it's a beautiful thing to share. We learn from each other. And then, so yeah, that abundant sharing, that's amazing. I don't know, but God knows. And you know what? It's God working in people's hearts to give. You know, I just prayed for my finances. Yes, God, I need it. I'm going to Nepal. This is a big trip, you know. Thank God I already bought my new luggage and we had our Airbnb in Florida because my last one really went out. Like the handle came off. It's like, really, God, I need a new luggage. So I got one before I went to Florida and God has blessed me with a really nice one and my color and everything. And, yes, I'm using that to go to Nepal. And so, very, very exciting. So Patty Finch, and she's here right now, but bless her heart. So we've had kind of challenges with booking our flights with the domestic flights, the internal flights in Nepal. Buddha Airlines, I swear, maybe that's why it's called Buddha Airlines. It should be God Airlines. But anyway, booking it online was a challenge, okay? So anyway, I went to Patty Finch's house so we could book it together. Well, lo and behold, her account got hacked. The poor woman had to change her number, blah, blah, blah. So I came at night. And I was getting tired. She couldn't find her Visa card. Oh, Patty, forget it. Let's just do it first thing tomorrow. And then anyway, but I had to work the next day. So I said, I don't think I can come today. You know what? That poor woman did Well, bless her heart, actually, it's a learning. She sat down on her computer, took her the whole day, didn't care, but she booked her internal flights in Nepal by herself. Oh, she even beat me because I had one more booking. And she's so proud. She texts me, okay, here's my flight number, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, wow, you beat me. The last one, the last booking from our last flight, I think from Kathmandu to coming back from Budapest, I believe. Anyway, I was having such a hard time. They keep declining my card. And I'm like, what the heck? I have money in there. So anyway, it was Patty's idea. Book it on your phone. I did. Lo and behold, it went right through. See, God don't make us stupid. I mean, granted, you'll get all your resources, and God will tell you. And I asked, God, please, what do I do in this situation? Just one more booking. So anyway, we got it all done. I'm so proud of Patty Finch because she did it by herself. So maybe it's good that it happened that way so she can learn. I can learn as well. You know, just got to learn how to manipulate the internet online thingy. But it, we're all good to go. Just the visa now that we're working on, and we're good to go. 4.5 weeks, Shelly, Ted. You know what? Meet you in Seattle, brother and sister. Our family cannot wait. And we'll hang out in Dubai for 8 hours and to get laid over. And then Laura, my gosh, and Kim, thank you so much that you guys got well rested, that you went to India for Kim's 60th birthday. Good for you. And, you know, like with my labor, Danny, she talks about all her ailments. And so I gave Kim her example. My God, you know, she had that cancer, and then Laura went to go pull all the plugs at the hospital, and he said to her, you are of life, not of death. And I said, wow, this is so encouraging. I don't know, that was, what, a decade or two decades ago? Oh, she celebrated her 60th birthday. That is a testimony for you that there is a God, a living God who takes care of you. And so that encouraged Danny. And honestly, I can see her healing is starting to take place. And it just started at Costco when I asked her, ma'am, can I minister to you? Yep, those were the Rhema words. And I could have been afraid, you know, and but I said, Father, please don't let any of my supervisors come now because I'm going to minister to her. And with that, it took my mouth to open. And we are God's, you know, vocals. We're the ones that represent God. We just need to open our mouth. It's so simple and so, so rewarding. It really is teaching me, wow, God, you activate that Holy Spirit. Put the word in your life where you can practice it, act on it, and boom, the word of God comes alive. I just love this new way in walking with the Father because it is so liberating. Say what you want, not what you see. And you know, we are his representatives. We tell people what God has been doing, great things in our lives. And I'm so blessed I get to go to travel again. My God, this is my fourth big travel this year. Huh. Imagine this year, in the beginning when I went to India, I had a broken arm. 3 fractures, dude. I was wearing a brace in India. That didn't set me, you know, like, oh, don't go. It didn't limit me. I said, God, I'm going. You're telling me to go. And my orthopedic surgeon was the one who was so worried. He's lost sleep over me. Okay, he can go, but you know what? Ethel, come see me right away. When I came back, he was measuring my arm, you know, how far I was going and stuff. And he's like, oh, there's more increase, more mobility. And I said, Dr. Wilkinson, hey, you want to arm wrestle from my left arm? Okay, okay. He said, I believe you. That's so funny. You lost sleep over me. Did you lose sleep over me? And he said, yeah, kind of. No, don't worry. Don't worry. Look at me. I said, okay, continue your physical therapy. Okay, Dr. Wilkinson, one thing you missed out, though, that you didn't do for me. You didn't carve your initials on my scars. I had 150 staples, and you didn't put a W. What the heck is that? He's, like, laughing. Anyway, I'm just so blessed with that. Yeah, that really touched my heart about that abundant sharing. I didn't know it was coming. But see how God will bless you and tickle you every which way. There are times I'll have refund checks. Wow, where did this come from? Some insurance, whatever. I know it's God, though, because he's blessing me. Because I honor my first fruits. It is so important. I know we guys, we talk about it all the time, to honor your first fruits is so true. It's so true. I mean, I told Danny, you honor your first fruits, you will be so blessed. God will bless you back. Yes, not only finances, your relationships, your health, whatever it is, God's covered for you and still is covering. I call it my parting of the Red Sea. So many, you guys, so many. And I'm thinking one more. There's just so much testimonies going on. But again, you know, my point is God is very personal with these testimonies. I am like blown away. I'm going, wow, God, thank you. And who would have thought I'll be going to Nepal? Shelly, when we were in Florida area in B&B, she goes, sister, you want to go to Nepal? That was in June. That was like 4 months ago. Look at us. We're leaving in 4.5 weeks. I said, Shelly, I was talking to her yesterday. Can you imagine? I know. We're there. We're going. We're so excited because I'm making a list of, you know, what to bring and stuff. And I forgot her the most important thing. So I called her back. I said, Shell, please don't forget to pack toilet paper. That's a must when you go places like that. And I mean, they have them in the hotels, but it's kind of scarce. So what happened when we were in India, FA and I were just bumming off at the restaurants, taking their napkins. I got to take care of that, you know. But this time I'm prepared. I'm packing these toilet papers, lots of snacks, beef jerky, that kind of stuff, you know, crackers, peanut butter, that kind of stuff. But we're good. We're prepared. We're almost there, and I'm very, very excited. So, yep, you guys, my Zooms are every Mondays, and I'm very blessed with it. I know God's going to bring it on some more. Danny is amazing. I'm just like really speechless what God is showing me. Like, is it really true? I know Lawrence did not start like this. I mean, look at how many people, about almost 20 here, that comes onto the UK Zoom. And that's fine. God gives me one. I'm working with her. And you know what? I love that field. I can focus with her, and I can concentrate and just, I am so blessed beyond measure because God is showing me and teaching me, and I'm so humbled by what he's teaching me with. I mean, it is a transition, but it's also a growth. Sometimes growth it's part of the learning, you know. Sometimes it could be challenging, painful, perhaps growing pains, but you know what? God is easy to be entreated. He just tells me one of the fruit of the spirits. Listen, my child. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, faithfulness, all of those things. Just follow it. Those God's instructions to you. And you know what? You come out smelling like roses. You come out triumphant. And God is such a God of abundance. God is easy to be entreated. And God is such a loving God. That's all we need. And, you know, like I said, Costco is my call center. I mean, people come up to me. I'm always smiling. What you got that other people don't have? And I'm mumbling in my mouth, well, you know, it's Christ in me. What's wrong with just a smile? It's free, and hopefully it's contagious. It's the greatest nonverbal communication, and you display that Christ in you. You let it radiate, not only in your heart, but in your face, everything. And you know what? God is the one who's going to promote you. I'm seeing this. I'm seeing this in my life. I'm bearing much fruit. And that's something to boast about, because you know what? In the end, we give God the glory. It's not about me. I have lost myself. It's all about God. And I tell you, as you keep going to Him, you do His works, He will make sure. As you put His business first, He'll make sure He'll take care of you. So anyway, 4.5 weeks before Nepal, I'm so happy. Here I am traveling again, and I can't wait for the next one either. God is just working it out. The abundant sharing part, like, God just works in people's hearts to give. I don't ask, honestly. And so when this person asked, oh, when are you going to Nepal? I said, why? Because they want to put something in your bank account? Okay. Anyway, I am just so blessed. I am just so thankful. You know, we've got to have a thankful attitude, gratitude. That is the main thing as well. And so we're going to have a physical fellowship at Patty Finch's house before we leave for Nepal. And, you know, Danny and her family, they're going to be there. So I'm thankful we get to do all these fellowships, because that's the other part, staying connected. It's so vital, you guys, that we fellowship, whether it's Zoom or, you know, like with Laura, he'll send out stuff at WhatsApp, audio, or he'll voice message, that kind of thing. I mean, you know, we are without no communication these days. Oh, yeah. God has made it all possible. All this online kind of communication, you'll never go without any communication. So there's no excuse, God. Stay connected. Honor your first fruits. Wow, speak in tongues much. Your life will be so prosperous. You will flourish. You will bear much fruit. I'm a living witness. So anyway, that's all I've got to share. I love you all. I pray for each and every one of you. Laura and Kim, thank you so much for your stand in the Word, your commitment, your encouragement, and always an inspiration. Could you imagine if I didn't hook up with you guys, where would my life be? I would still be in this bondage in the old paradigm. I cannot go back there. It's a bondage. Like Peter says, you know, we've been imprisoned, but we've been released from our prisons, right? We are God's representatives. That's so amazing. Ephesians 2:10, we are God's masterpiece. So let's practice that, being that masterpiece, and labor for God, because being in that masterpiece for God, boy, He's on point with it. You will bear much fruit, and the truth sets you free, and what a way to walk with God. So that's my sharing. I talked enough. Love y'all.
Love
amazing, Ethel. Brilliant. Brilliant sharing, my dear. Beautiful sister.
Oh, thank you so much.
And you're stunning.
Just like you, you taught me everything I know. Stunning, yeah.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Thank you. I was thinking we could move on to Pakistan and see if Aurangzeb is available, if you have something on your heart that you'd like to share with us. Aurangzeb. There is.
Thank you very much, my dear brother.
Thank you.
There is 2:44 and midnight. Today I want to share what my working that I'm doing in the lost shapes. I attended two more families in this week, and I share the word of God. They are very blessed person, and when we pray together, their the one family, it blessings and after that blessing, he prays the Lord, and when we go to another family, they accept God in their life, and they were very happy to join our team, and they attended to go with us in the other families to preach the word of God. I thank God who is using me in the different areas of Pakistan. As you know, I'm doing in my job. So I travel 8 hours, continue after my 8 hour duty done. I am very tired now. I joined the meeting. And when I joined the meeting, I got more blessings in my life. So my humble request is that please pray for me and my family, for my wife, for my children's, for my horse, and I'm very thankful. My brother Lawrence, and all my sisters and brother who is listening to me. last time I requested to all, please send me the friend request on Facebook, because all the Zoom meeting fellows who are listening to me, they are not friend of me on Facebook. So I want to go to the more lost sheep in Pakistan. There is too much needed to do work. I will share the next time, because the time is going too much late there, and I want to join my duty after 3 hours. I just want to say please pray for me and my family, and for my work that I'm doing in the Pakistan. And I want to say about, as you know, if we go anywhere, we need extra money. Last time sharing, last time I'm sharing, I earn from my job $365 only. That is not enough to run the kitchen and for the studies of my children. But God is giving to me, and I am dividing on the poor people, as you know. I'm doing in the drug addicted. I'm doing work in the drug addicted persons and who are far away from the God. So I want to say that I need your support to do more work in Pakistan. And I want to say about our meeting that we are going to do in Color Pahar. The place name is Color Pahar, where we arrange around about 60 or 70 people who want to listen how we do the work for God. So, if you are my friends on Facebook, you can see the pictures and the small videos. This is my humble request. Please send me a Facebook friend. Facebook friend request, because when I send you Facebook friends, the Facebook notification is that you not know this person. Please send your friend request that person who know you personally. So on 21st October 2024, we are going to meeting in Color Pahar near to Islamabad. That is, I'm praying day and night about this meeting, because there is too much needed to work for the God. So please keep me in your prayers, and I will thankful to all the brother and sister who are listening to me. Thank you very much. God bless you all.
God bless you too, also, Oram. Thank you so much. And yes, we are praying for each other. And no matter where we are in the world, we are praying for each other, because this is one big family where Christ is the head of the body. And we are all members of this church instigated by God himself. And we are all members in particular, and we are doing the job as he is intended, has intended that for us to walk, and he's inspiring us in our walk. It says in the word that we are co-workers with God, and that doesn't mean that we are doing all the labor. That means that he is working for us. God is the one instigating and doing and performing, because if it was up to us, it wouldn't work. We were saved by grace, and everything that we have been given by God is by grace. All the work that is being done, it's God who does it, and it's all favored to us by his grace. And everything that is needed to be done, he inspires us to pray for whatever situation it is, and
expecting him to pull through. He's the one who sends out laborers. He's the one who provides. He's the one who guides us. He's the one who delivers. He's the one who does everything for us. So it's not up to us to do what is needed for us, needed to be done. It's actually God who performs. He's the one who does what is necessary to be done. And so, all by grace, brother, it's all by grace. So, I would like to ask, there's only two people left, I believe, Kendra. Did you share already, Kendra, or have you? Or didn't I ask you already? Kendra, are you there? Otherwise, I'd like to go to Bristol, back to Bristol, and ask my good old friend Jason. Jason, my man, are you there? Are you available? Are you awake? Are you ready?
I'm here.
Hello, Kendra. Bless you.
I got mute. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. I didn't realize that you were on mute. So, yes, please take it away.
Okay, you wanted me to pray or speak in tongues and interpret?
Well, actually, if you have anything on your heart that you would like to share.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. Hold on. Let me put it on.
She did share already earlier, Kendra.
You did?
Yes, you did. You guys.
Yes, you did. All right. Okay. Sorry, I'm mixing up. I'm getting tired.
That's all right. That happens all sometimes. Right.
She's on her journey.
So I was just going to share something else. God is always working.
Well, if you have anything else on your heart, please go ahead with it.
Okay. You know, I just wanted to say that the Father's always working. He's working in us. We're out there. We're out there with the people. We're working our jobs and we're listening to the Father. And he does the coolest stuff. I mean, just little stuff. I couldn't find my water cup, but I've been speaking in tongues much. I work in a very big house. And God said, you left it in the bathroom earlier. And of course, I went in that bathroom and there it was. And the little things, because he's walking with you and it's a two-way conversation. You're talking to him, you're speaking in tongues, you're living life. And he's there for you and he cares about every little detail. So that's what I wanted to share.
Thank you. That reminded me of something that happened to me some time ago where I had left something. I had, this was actually a memory stick. So you can think this is the way back. This is some years ago. And I had, I always carried it in my one pocket. And when the pocket did not have this memory stick in there, one of these USB sticks, you know, I couldn't find it. I was looking all over the place. I didn't find it. So normally I take it with me to work. But I'm a retiree, as you know. I carry it with me all the time. This was before, way back. Anyway. So I asked my daughter if she had seen it. And her response was, Dad, did you ask God? And I felt kind of embarrassed. So, yes, I did ask God. I asked him again, and I said, God, where did I put this? And the inspiration was, check your pocket. But I thought, my goodness, I had just checked it at least twice, but it was not there. But trying to be obedient to God, I went back and checked my pocket. And believe it or not, there it was. Just sitting there, waiting for me to pick up. So whether I had checked badly, or I mean poorly,
so that I didn't find it the first or second time, but I did find it the third time. I do not know. But the thing is that I did find it. So whether God put it, picked it up from somewhere where I had lost it and put it in my pocket, I have no idea. But he's the one who provided, and he's the one who actually made me being able to fulfill what the task was that I was in the process of doing, performing. And I was in need of this memory stick. So he actually pulled through and helped me and blessed me. So, prayer is important, and believing God is important, and he does whatever it takes. So that was one. That was a great experience for me. So,
and you meet every need, whatever the need is. When I was a WOW ambassador, that was many years ago, I didn't have the money to do my laundry. And I said, well, act like you already have it. So I loaded all my laundry up, and I went to the laundromat, and I said, okay, God, where's this money coming from? And he said, reach in your pocket. And there was money in my pocket to do the laundry. And to this day, when I think about that, I'm like, did God make that money appear? Or had I put it in there another time and forgotten it? I still don't know to this day, did the money just appear in my pocket? But, you know, they were clean pants, and if I'd washed them, I think it would have come out in the laundry. Yeah. So yeah. I think God just made the money appear in my pocket. But one of those things where, wow, God supplies every need, and he's there for us. But you reminded me of that when you were talking about the memory stick in your pocket.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's wonderful. I mean, we don't have to worry about how God is going to provide, because he does provide. And it's his business to do actually that. So you can just sit back and watch him work. Yeah, from that, I noticed there's some reaction on that telephone number. I'm not quite sure of is who is behind. So, is it Bambi, maybe?
Carl, can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly.
Oh, God, yeah. So I'm actually borrowing Mango's phone to call in the fellowship, and I'm driving back from work. And so, yes, this is my cat's telephone.
Wonderful. Well, go for it.
Yeah, so I'm really blessed to be on here. I didn't get a chance to hear all of the fellowship because I was working. But I know it was recorded, and so I'm really thankful that I will get to hear the rest of it later on today. I just wanted to hop on for a second and say God bless all of you. I'm just always so excited about Thursdays, but this Thursday I had to work a little bit. But it was great. It's wonderful. I just go into work, and I just thank God for giving me, you know, word of knowledge and word of wisdom, and I sit down, and people come to me, and they ask me questions, and I open my mouth, and things come out that were not prepared beforehand, and the people walk away with their answers, and they're satisfied, and I'm in a position where I'm not really qualified to do what I'm doing, but God gives me the qualifications, and I have my review. It was really overdue, actually. It was my 3-month review, and I've actually been there for 4 months. And they gave me an incredible review. They said that I'm an incredible professional, and I've managed a team of people that has been unmanageable for many years, and I've done things and gotten projects seen to the end that hadn't been finished before. And, you know, that is all just me walking into the office with the full knowledge and confidence in God, and knowing that God has put me in a position that I have no foreknowledge of. I did get a degree in this area, but to work in the area that I work, in the state that I work in, you really need to be up to par on some of the legal stuff, and I'm not. So I have just great reliance on God, and I'm thankful for it. I'm thankful that at no point will I you know, rely on my own understanding and think that I'm the one that's given myself either the position where I am through my own works or have the ability to get through it without God, because I just really appreciate that full dependency. But yeah, so I'm driving back home tonight, and my husband and I are going to go to Annapolis, Maryland tomorrow for a service for a friend of ours. So I just wanted to hop on here really quick and say God bless you, and I love you all. I listen to all the sharings when I go to and from my two-hour commute daily, and I'm really blessed that I get to be in the fellowship live and in person on this part of my commute. I got, like, another hour left, so keep me in your prayers. The traffic will be minimal. But, yeah, love you all. Thank you, Carl, for running the fellowship. It's really great that you're doing that. Well, Lawrence and Cam are out frolicking in India.
Thank you so much, Bambi.
Frolicking in India? I wish.
Are you not frolicking in India?
No, we're not. We're just relaxing in India.
Oh.
We're just right in the airport at the moment. We're actually inside, got through security, and we're just going to look for some food. It is 3:30 here in India at the moment. But we've had a lovely time.
That's great. Well, I'm going to mute myself. I didn't know you were on, Lawrence, but I can't see who's on. But I do want to share with you, and I'll share with everybody. Tony is learning English, and I talked about, I think I said something about Lawrence and Kim frolicking in India, and he said, what's frolicking? So I tried to imitate what frolicking was, but that's something that it's difficult to show, and he just thought I'd lost my mind. Do what?
Yeah, I think it has many different meanings to different people.
Him watching me skip around the house with my arms flailing in the air, he wasn't impressed. So there's one dork out. I'm going to mute myself.
Okay, God bless you guys.
Yeah, thank you, everyone. This is, I guess this is the closing of another wonderful fellowship. And I really enjoyed being able to participate in this fellowship these last 3 weeks while Kim and Lawrence have been visiting India. And so I would like to close off with a word of prayer. And if anybody would like to manifest, you can turn on your microphones so that I can tell who is available. And then we can call it a night. And then we will also pray for Lawrence and Kim for their safe flight back to Bristol and for Bambi's 1 hour's drive, continuous drive to on the road. So, okay, thank you, God, for this wonderful evening we've had together, for your wonderful love to us, for your grace to our lives, for your love, for your concern, for your always present power in our lives. Thank you, God, for having enabled us to walk with you, that you have given us whatever it takes for us to be able to walk as Christ, and that you have given us the identity of Christ, that we are as he is, and we can see ourselves with the same eyes as you see us, as great people, as born again sons and daughters of you, with all capacity and capability and all love from you in our lives, so that we are able to love others like you loved us. Thank you, God, for having blessed us so that we also can be a blessing to others. Thank you for fellowships like these blossoming all over the place, that each and every one of us will have our own Zoom fellowship like this, and that the word will move on, your word will move on, and that the logos of your logic will be
available on people's mouths and in their hearts and in their mind. Thank you, God, for continually working within us so that we are able to do what you have called us to do, namely to walk that walk that you had prepared for us. Thank you for your wonderful presence in our lives and for your concern for our lives and for your love for us, each and every one of us, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And whoever would like to speak in tongues and interpret, please.
And look neither to the left nor to the right, my children, but look steadfastly on me, knowing that I will provide all. I have the answers. I have the solutions. I have everything that you need for every situation and circumstance. So fear not, but come unto me.
Oh, goodness. Amen. Kendra, please, a word of prophecy.
I, the Lord your God, am an ever-present God. Yea, I'm with you wherever you go. Whatever you do, you can look to me. I'll talk to you and walk with you and lead you along the way that you need to go. So fear not, my children, but only look to me. For I, the Lord your God, am your heavenly Father, and I am powerful, knowing all.
Wow. Thank you, God, for your presence in our lives and for you being the stronghold in every situation that we experience. Thank you, God, for being there for us and always having the answers that we are searching for. Thank you for always providing us with what is needed and for being that God and that Father that we all are in need of. Thank you for your love to us in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.